This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Exactly 7 years ago, Katrina nailed New Orleans. Today, it's Isaac. The hurricane raining down on the Louisiana coast.
First floor is flooded more than Katrina right now.
His home's underwater, many others threatened by a levee breach. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso is live in New Orleans.
In Plaquemines Parish, just south of New Orleans, an 18-mile stretch of the levee system has been toppled. Two parish employees are stranded, and homes are now taking on water.
5, 6, 7 feet over the top of the levee.
That's Parish President Billy Nungesser. Deputies now going door to door to rescue people, and this was a mandatory evacuation zone. One of the worst bands of Hurricane Isaac over us now. Trees and power lines are toppled, and 415,000 people are without power along the Gulf. And making things worse, Dave, this hurricane is almost parked over us and barely moving.
And an 80-mile-an-hour wind, Jeff, and some areas could get 20 inches of rain from Isaac. Republicans have their man, nominating Mitt Romney.
We have a nominee who will tell us the truth and who will lead with conviction.
Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper is at the convention live in Tampa.
Romney offers the personal side of her husband and makes it clear which voters the GOP is targeting.
I love you, women!
Keynote speaker Chris Christie, the New Jersey governor, gave a speech criticizing President Obama for absentee leadership, and he talked about one of the differences between the Democratic and Republican parties.
They believe in teachers' unions. We believe in teachers.
Speaking today, VP nominee Paul Ryan. Dave?
Jennifer, President Obama says this is the Republican agenda.
They will try to distract you, and sometimes, how do I put this nicely, they will just fib.
He's rallying in Iowa, then Colorado yesterday. Today, the president will be campaigning in Virginia. And in the Arizona primaries yesterday, Republican Jeff Flake won the primary there for the Senate. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-1649. 1-888-535-1649. That's 1-888-535-1649. 1-888-535-1649.
They won't call it the Fairness Doctrine, but it's still going to be coming for Rush. Stay alert, stay tuned. Rush at 11 on WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Locally owned and operated by a member of the Fighting Texas Aggie class of 1993, the Pool Guy has invested his time and money into being a proud member of the Bryan College Station community for 19 years. As the premier service provider in BCS, the Pool Guy's staff has answers for all things about swimming pools, whether you need service and repair, scheduled maintenance, chemicals and supplies, new construction, or complete pool renovations. Visit the Pool Store and the Tower Point Shopping Center or call 575-6200. For the Pool Guy, when you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like First Victoria Bank, Foul Digits, and the Sleep Station. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics. News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Brenham National Bank offers practical solutions for your financial requirements. Whether you need money for real estate, a new car, or to grow your business, our experienced team of bankers can react quickly to the many opportunities that you encounter in life. As a local bank, we can provide answers promptly without waiting for approvals from other locations. Whatever your banking needs may be, Brenham National Bank wants to be your bank. Brenham National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Hurry in to Macy's Labor Day sale for 20 to 60% savings, plus an extra 15 or 10% off with your Macy's card or savings pass. Save 40 to 75% when you take an extra 30% off fashion and home clearance items.
Get a $10 savings card with any denim purchase. Save 40% for babies, boys, and girls. And take 50% off luggage collections at Macy's Labor Day Sale. Savings off regular, original, sale, and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Norman G. Tractor. It just keeps getting better. For a limited time only, get lower prices and larger cash rebates with zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. Check out the new Kubota MX5100F 52-horsepower tractor with a Kubota front-end loader, only $20,299. Get a $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $19,299 or monthly payments of only $259 with 10% down payment. Zero down payment financing. 60 months interest free. Top dollar for your trade-ins. Free delivery plus the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. That's why Norman G. Tractor is known as the place to buy all of your Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. Norman G. Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR. Norman G. Texas. See us at normangtractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor. Nobody.
Are you tired of the song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there is a choice. America's Choice. Founded in 1995, America's Choice certified roofing crews have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. They install all types of roofing from composition to metal. They have the presidential roof that offers a 20 to 50 year warranty. See the details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com. They employ two insurance adjusters to help with all your insurance claims. If quality workmanship and affordable prices are important to you, then make the right choice in America's Choice Roofing. Call for a free roofing estimate today at 855-5-MY-ROOF. That's 855-5-MY-ROOF. 855-569-7663. See all details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com. America's Choice.
Well, we were doing so well right up until then. All right.
WTAW News Time is 6:07. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by MSC Opus, celebrating its 40th anniversary season with the Midtown Men, Carol Burnett, Pride and Prejudice, and much more. Visit mscopus.org. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A bicycler was struck near the intersection of Texas Avenue and New Main last night in a hit-and-run that is still being investigated. It appears that the man was riding his bicycle across the crosswalk on New Main when he was struck by a passing vehicle whose occupant did not stop to render aid or leave any identification. The victim was taken to the hospital with incapacitating injuries. From information gathered at the scene, it's possible that the vehicle was a Ford SUV, possibly white, and investigators believe the front center of the vehicle will be damaged. The Bryan City Council at last night's meeting unanimously supported changing the name of a local park. WTAW's Bill Oliver has that story.
San Jacinto Park is the site of Brian Tabara Elementary School, where students of Hispanic descent attended from 1935 through 49. The council supported changing the name to Ibarra Park, honoring the pastor of the First Hispanic Church in Bryan, which this year celebrates its 90th anniversary.
As a person who researched and wrote the history of Ibarra Elementary School that was approved for historical plaque to be placed at the site where the school was built, now named San Jacinto Park, I feel that it would be a fitting tribute to rename this park Ibarra Park. It would be a fitting tribute to Reverend Guillermo Ibarra's memory and the students who live the history.
Betty Martinez, among four speakers supporting the name change. You can read more about Reverend Ibarra and the former elementary school that bore his name on our website at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Electrical contractors and College Station Utilities employees working at a substation behind Gander Mountain Tuesday morning encountered a new problem.
A piece of equipment that it was scheduled to be removed and replaced with the work we're doing out there failed. And actually, some of the contractors caught it on video on their phone.
Interim Director of Electric Utilities Timothy Crabb says 1,300 customers were without power for 30 minutes and another 400 had an outage lasting 50 minutes. The affected area was along the freeway from the Emerald Parkway exit to the North City limits. A Bryan man is in the Brazos County Jail for the second time in 4 days, accused of damaging a room. Monday morning, it was two rooms at the Best Western Motel. Officer John Agnew says motel management called police following complaints from other guests.
The subject requested to change rooms and was acting strange and a lot of things that made the staff very uneasy to the loud music, strange noises, sound like it was destroying furniture, things like that. So eventually after this guy kind of barricaded himself in there, they were able to make entry to find him in there, and he's obviously in some state of crisis of some sort or maybe possibly on some type of narcotic.
21-year-old Austin Cobb was free on bond after his arrest for pulling out a phone in an isolation cell of the College Station Jail last Thursday. County jail records show Cobb was arrested six other times since last December by various agencies. A police photo of what Agnew calls the motel mess is on our website at WTAW.com. Brazos County Commissioners hold the first of two public hearings on next year's budget Friday afternoon. County Judge Dwayne Peters says there is money to renovate the fourth floor of the courthouse.
Fourth phase is to put the three district courts on the fourth floor and then make some room available to do some other things on the second floor. It's something we needed to do for a long time and a good while that there wasn't a lot of money spent on trying to maintain and improve the courthouses.
The county's effective tax rate will increase by almost 2%. A copy of the proposed budget is on our website at WTAW.com. And the city of Bryan is offering mosquito dunks and plunks to assist with the control of mosquito populations. Cody Cravat at the Public Works Office says they'll be available as long as the health department reports there are mosquitoes with the West Nile virus.
The dunk and the plunk each work for 30 days. They have a lifespan of 30 days in a treated vessel of water or a ponded water. And we want to be sure that we get the message out that these are made for ponded or stagnant water, not running water.
Individual residents can get mosquito plunks by going to the Municipal Service Center or the Parks and Recreation Office weekdays during regular business hours. Representatives of homeowner and neighborhood associations are asked to make an appointment with the Public Works Office. WTAW News Time is 6:12 at 77 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by MSC Opus. You can find more news at the half hour or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
MSC Opus shines with the celebratory 40th anniversary season. Don't miss Carol Burnett, The Midtown Men, Martha Graham Dance, Broadway's Catch Me If You Can, The Women of Ireland, The Nights with Woman, Hooray for Hollywood, the world premiere of Neil Berg's The Phantoms of the Opera, and this season's special event, Celtic Woman, a Christmas celebration. Order your tickets now at mscopus.org or call 845-1234. Opus Season 40. Shine on.
In 1989, when President George Bush signed into law the appropriations for the Human Genome Project, who could have foreseen how the science of imagination would become the science of the possible? Genome, the secret of how life works, is now on display at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. This exhibit explains the discoveries made as a result of the Human Genome Project, including the secret codes that make us who we are. Designed for all ages, the exhibit explores the nature and impact of our genes through visually rich environments, interactives, artifacts, and multimedia presentations. The exhibit is sponsored by Texas A&M AgriLife Research and presented in cooperation with Texas A&M University Whole Systems Genomic Initiative, the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences, the Department of Animal Science, and media partner KBTX Media. For more information, go to bushlibrary.tamu.edu/genome. Discover who you are at the Bush Library's new Genome exhibit.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
High pressure, it's in control. It's going to help keep Hurricane Isaac off to our east. The weather across the area today, a fair amount of sunshine and hot, 95 to 100. Tonight clear, lows are going to be anywhere from 75 to 80. Partial sun on Thursday with highs around 90. Thursday night, partly cloudy, 75 to 80. Friday's going to be partly to mostly sunny, and highs on Friday will be 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Well, we may have 90-degree temperatures, but you know what we don't have here in College Station, Texas?
What?
A tropical storm.
Oh. Former hurricane.
And that means, you know, and we've got a perfectly good stadium that's available tomorrow or even Saturday. But no.
we've got to play in Shreveport because that's where it was going to play all along.
Mm-hmm. Game's been postponed until October 13th. That's bad for a couple of reasons. For the Aggies, we'll tell you why coming up in sport.
Can we guess up until then? Can we take calls to guess what the two things could
absolutely
be?
Absolutely. Well, you may, and our callers may think of two better reasons than I can come up with, but I think I've come up with two pretty darn
This is your list.
Well, they're pretty obvious. Oh. It doesn't have to do with, well, they won't be able to roll out the new uniforms in time. You know,
sure.
Something like that.
Okay. Are we gonna pay for their airplane to bring them over here?
Sure. Why not?
Hey, I know the athletic department's happy to know you're willing to spend their money.
I look at it this way, and here's one of, and you're going to make me tip my hand here, but one of the two reasons has to do with how the schedule falls now for the Aggies.
Yeah.
And I think it would be worth that amount of money to get them here so you have a tune-up game before you start the 2012 season with a freshman quarterback and a brand-new head coach against Florida.
Yeah, well. We'll see how it all. And the other thing is, you'd probably have to bus them to Carthage to get on an airplane because, you know, airplanes don't want to be flying into that rain over there in Shreveport.
Well, if you're busing them to Carthage, you might as well bus them on in.
And they might go, we don't want to bus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, we might like to fly. Yeah. But anyway, so now we got nothing to do on Thursday night. Is that it?
Yeah, exactly. So that party at your house has been canceled again.
Golly.
Just have to feed your fish and fall asleep in front of the TV again.
That's it. One more time. Yes, hello.
Easy answers. Starting off with a tough conference opponent and playing 12 weeks straight.
Yeah, you could do that.
Well, why don't you just get him to do sports? I'm out of here.
Well, you are anyway. It's like he's going to give us that last 3 days. Huh?
Prima donna.
Yeah. You people obviously don't need me.
Yeah, they'll get to change all the answers at the news conference. How many times will they use that 12-week straight thing?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll do an over and under on that later on.
Well, but you know, Sumlin's kind of a no nonsense kind of guy.
Yeah.
So you know, he's been the one that said all along, you know, about the SEC question of, you know, we don't have to remind our team who they're going to play. They know who they're going to play.
Really?
You know, how do you think they're going to compete in the SEC? You know what? Yeah. I got more important things to worry about than, you know, as if they're going to cower in the corner, nibbling their fingers, saying, "Oh no, we have to play LSU.
Please, can't we go ahead and play Utah State this week?"
Yeah, I know.
That's the same thing when they used to play Texas. Well, how's the team going to get prepared? It's Texas. Come on.
We're going to practice.
Yeah. We're going to go do what we did.
Yeah.
Group of tourists traveling by bus through Iceland stopped near a canyon on Saturday afternoon. Fortunately for me, they didn't put the name of the canyon in here.
You wouldn't be able to pronounce it?
No, because they just take letters and put them in a bowl and spill them out on the table.
No.
Yeah.
One of my friends lives in Iceland.
Okay, that's fine.
She lives in Reykjavik.
Okay. Do you read a lot of Icelandic novels or anything?
Well, I've read some of the sagas and stuff.
Yeah, they had
old
some
stuff.
Yeah, well, they had some.
I love me a good Icelandic saga.
And you know,
can't beat it.
Actually, Kat, within the history of the show, we called Iceland one day, and
you did.
We did, and I think we talked to like the assistant minister of tourism there.
Why?
Well, I don't know what was going on, but they were just really thrilled to talk to a radio station in U.S. America.
Well, yeah, if you want, I've got a friend over there. We can call her.
Yeah. Can she like speak some Icelandic to us?
Oh, yeah. She's actually British, but she wants to be a translator someday. And
well,
so
there. We could give her practice, couldn't we?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so one of the women on this bus left to change her clothes and freshen up. She came back. Her busmates didn't recognize her. Now, I don't know how long they'd been on the bus.
Was she getting Botox while she was going?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I'm not sure why they weren't necessarily familiar with her. But nevertheless, they
She took off her glasses.
Probably.
That's why they didn't recognize
Let her hair down.
That's
anyway,
all it took for Clark Kent.
That's what I'm saying.
Sure. Soon there was word of a missing person. So, the woman didn't recognize the description of herself and joined the party to search for herself.
Oh.
About 50 people searched the terrain by vehicle and on foot. The Coast Guard was even readying a helicopter to help. The search was called off about 3 in the morning when it became clear the missing woman was, in fact, accounted for and searching for herself.
Yes. Did she find herself?
Yeah.
Out in Iceland.
Yeah, it's a journey of discovery, right? Yeah.
Self-discovery.
Huh.
We got a lot of info.
Mation.
Yeah. You know, the Icelandic powers of observation obviously leave something to be desired.
Well, now, she may not be Icelandic now. You know, she may have been...
Because if they didn't recognize her, she probably wasn't from there. They know everybody.
Yeah, she could be from Monrovia, for all you
That's
know.
That's my point.
Ah!
It's the Icelanders that didn't recognize her.
Jeez. Homestead Senior Care is proud to celebrate our 10th year of service to seniors here in the Brazos Valley. I'm David Guest, and I want to thank you for trusting us to help your loved ones remain in their homes as they age. Our ongoing commitment to high-quality support now features a new Alzheimer's care training program. It's designed to help our caregivers and client families cope with the changes brought on by this disease. As we begin our next decade of service, I invite you to call 268-6880 and learn why at Homestead, to us, it's personal.
But actually, it's 620. Actually, is it part of the problem if you're properly searching for someone, you're looking down at the ground? I mean, you're not going to be looking at the people, right? Doesn't that make a certain amount of sense?
But at some point, did she not even ask, do we have a description of this person we're looking for? You know what? That sounds a lot like me.
No one
ever refer to her by name?
And that was,
what happened
there?
What happened to Susie?
Exactly.
Has anyone seen Susie? I'm right here. My God, you look different. What did you do?
Right.
Now, well, my argument is that it's not very populous. You see all the same people all the time. My friend has seen like the members of Sigur Rós like I don't know how many times. Just it's
shut
so small.
Up. Can I get their autograph next time?
Maybe. I'll ask her.
Oh.
They can sign a napkin or something.
Awesome.
But again, probably out of this story, the strangest part of it was that she didn't recognize the description of herself.
Yeah.
Now, is a little questionable.
Basic
is there a way to...
Her.
Can we find a copy of that description?
Yeah. And then again, as Chase said, did they never use her name? Did anybody call out her name?
I mean, the whole story is fraught with disaster.
But if she is a foreigner, it would make sense if maybe her Icelandic's not that good and she didn't really understand what they're saying.
But these are people on the bus who are looking for her, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Obviously, they were not employing the buddy system on the bus.
Good point. Good point. All right, let's do birthdays.
Let's see. It is August 29th. Happy birthday to you,
oh,
if it is yours.
By the way, and I don't know what year it's supposed to be, but in the Terminator movie, today is Judgment Day.
Oh,
August 29th, 2012?
No, I don't know about the year. I'm not sure about the year.
Okay.
So that's the, yeah. So, there you go.
Well, he'll be back someday.
That's right.
That's what he said anyway.
Yeah.
Actor-director Lord Richard Attenborough.
Oh, yeah.
Directed Gandhi, which is really a good movie. Obviously, it won a lot of Academy Awards.
It did.
89. Another director, William Friedkin. And if you want to Friedkin somebody out, you can watch his movie, The Exorcist.
That will work.
He is 77 today.
He's Billy. He's 77 and he's Billy. You know, that's
he's still Billy Friedkin?
Yeah, he's called Billy.
I've only heard William. You must be in a tighter circle than
you know
I am.
It. Yeah, so. You got it. Right, yeah.
Senator John McCain of Arizona.
Oh, man, he could have almost been president had he gotten... Oh, I don't know, a ton more votes.
Yeah, yeah. That campaign was fraught with problems.
Yeah,
76 today. Actor Elliot Gould from the original MASH movie, 74. Lots of other stuff, too, 74. Joel Schumacher, another movie director. So if you have a child born today,
yeah.
I mean, my goodness, they could be a famous movie director someday. Joel Schumacher, 73. He did a lot of the Batman movies. Former White House Press Secretary James Brady, of course, he was wounded when President Reagan was shot and severely injured and has really led the charge for gun control since. He's 72. Robin Leach is still alive.
Ah,
no, wait. I'm not going to do the voice.
Okay.
71 today.
Now, is it true I heard he was going to come down to Brian Broadcasting to record part of the Rich and Famous here?
Yeah. They still doing that show?
No.
Okay.
No. It's on every network now, some variation of it. You know, Rich Housewives of, you know, Midland or something. So.
Yeah, them too.
Actor Ray Wise, do we know him? He's 65 today. White House Chief of Staff. Can you name the White House Chief of Staff?
Now?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Carney, right? Oh,
wrong.
The chief of staff. I don't know who is the chief of staff.
Jacob Lew is his name.
Wow.
L-E-W. He's 57. I asked that because chief of staff is a pretty high profile position.
Yes, usually.
Is there any question that Valerie Jarrett's running the show?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Let's see. Rebecca De Mornay, don't let her babysit your children. She's 53 today.
Yeah.
Let's see. Going on down the line, actress Carla Gugino is 41. She's an attractive lady.
Yeah.
Actor John Hensley, not sure who that is 34. Actress Jennifer Landon is 29. Jeffrey Lacone is an actor. He is 27. And from Glee, actress singer Lea Michele.
I told you.
She's a cutie. She's 26 today. There so it's, I think that's pretty much about what I got.
Well, yeah, I remember you mentioned Gandhi a minute ago, the movie, who was an amazing guy. I mean, he walked barefoot everywhere.
Sure he did.
So as a result, you know, his feet became quite hard and thick. And, of course, he's a very spiritual being, even when he was on a hunger strike.
Oh, I'm waiting for it.
He did not eat much and became quite thin and frail, as a matter of fact.
Right.
Furthermore, due to his diet, he had very bad breath. So he became a super calloused, fragile mystic plagued with halitosis.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So I say this is because, you know, Team Obama, this is a strategy. This is one. They want to divide this country, rich versus poor. It is a daily barrage of class warfare. Tax cuts for the rich. They don't care about the poor. They don't care about grandma. Throw granny over the cliff. They don't care about kids with autism and Down syndrome or the elderly. It is a narrative. It is false. It is a distraction. It is what you do when you said you'd cut the deficit in half your first term and you didn't do it. It's what you do when you said you'd create jobs and you don't do it. It's what you do when you say, I've got 3 years to fix this, or this is a one-term proposition.
Join Sean later today right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work, all the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The price of gas was really taking its toll on my wallet.
Oh, hey, Shelley.
So, to save some money, I've started taking the bus that sort of goes by my office.
Mom, stop talking. You're embarrassing me.
Did I mention it's my daughter's school bus? There, I just did. Hey, a penny saved.
Stop. Stop it.
Penny earned.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to GEICO.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
School is back in session. Your first lesson? Buying a new car, truck, or SUV from Sterling Auto Group for less is as easy as ABC. A at Sterling Auto Group. Zero down delivers. That's right. If you can sign your name, you can drive away. 2012 GMC Sierra pickups. Zero down. Just $279 per month. Plus, get up to $10,000 off remaining 2012 GMC trucks in stock. B. Sterling Auto Group wants your current car or truck, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth, regardless of make, miles, or condition. C. At Sterling Auto Group, get huge savings on all GMC Terrain, Acadia, Yukon, and Buick Enclave SUVs in stock with zero APR for 72 months on select models. At Sterling Auto Group, we are thousands less than the competition, and that makes buying a new car, truck, or SUV for less easy. Sterling Auto Group, 205 North Earl Runner Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-5555 or online at sterlingautogroup.net. GMC, we are professional grade. 72 months at 3% APR plus TTL and fees with approved credit. Zero APR, $1389 per thousand financed. Offers not in combination. Comparison is based on Chevy MSRP. All incentives to dealer.
Hey, good morning. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. When a new person moves to town, Brazos Bounty there with a welcome packet that can include information or items from your business. Be an early bird. Get your message there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Another warm one today, about 97 for a high temperature. We'll continue that all the way through the weekend anyway. Low temperatures will probably be in the middle 70s, and we'll have a 20% chance for rain maybe on Thursday night, and Friday. That's about it. Right now, humidity 69%. Winds are from the north at 9, and we have 78.
Being persuasive isn't about giving people lots of information. It's about intriguing them so they want lots of information. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer.
That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
When you need to persuade someone or give a presentation, you usually don't get much time to do it, so you need to be concise, which isn't easy.
Winston Churchill is quoted as saying, "If you want me to speak for 2 minutes, it will take me 3 weeks of preparation. If you want me to speak for 30 minutes, it will take me a week to prepare. But if you want me to speak for an hour, I'm ready right now."
Terry Shodin, author of the book Small Message, Big Impact, says when you have to be brief, your goal is to intrigue more than it is to inform. So,
the first question that you want to ask yourself, say, okay, so what's the so what point? Why do people need to hear what it is that you're about to share with them? And people, I'll often say to them, all right, well, why should I listen to you? Why should I hear your message? Why do I need you? Why do I need your product? Why do I need your service? And they'll say, well, you know, because I care. And I'll say, oh, that's a lovely reason, but it's really not compelling. Or they'll say, because we give the best customer service. And I'll say, okay, that's nice, but again, it's not compelling.
For your message to be compelling, it has to be of value to them.
For example, they want to know, how are you going to save me time? Or how are you going to save me money? And what people get caught up in is that they are far too informative versus persuasive, and they're not building a persuasive case that moves people to want to hear more.
Tomorrow, the magic phrase that gets people to pay attention. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. Beginning September 4th, St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates will be in a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Veazey, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph difference. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Investigation is ongoing for a hit and run that took place around 10 last night. Investigators believe the vehicle that struck a bicycler was a Ford SUV, possibly white, which will now have damage to its front center. The victim was transported to the hospital with incapacitating injuries. It's believed that the bicycler was riding across the crosswalk on New Main when he was struck by the passing vehicle. Anyone who might have any information about the accident is encouraged to contact the College Station Police Department at 979-764-3600. 1,700 electric customers in College Station lost power Tuesday morning, and it was caught on camera video.
They heard it starting to arc, and they looked up and started recording up to the point where they started running, because it was a pretty good flash. But essentially, a switch failed and burn up. Because we had people on site, we were able to limit the outage. We were immediately able to know what was going on and to respond to that.
Interim Director of Electric Utilities Timothy Crabb says a piece of equipment failed at the electric substation behind Gander Mountain. The outage was along the freeway from the North City limits to the Emerald Parkway exit. An early Hispanic leader in Bryan will be honored in two ways. WTAW's Bill Oliver has that story.
Reverend Guillermo Ibarra established Bryan's first Hispanic church in 1922. In 1935, the Bryan School Board opened Ibarra Elementary School, which served children of Mexican descent until 1949. San Jacinto Park sits on the site of the school. At last night's city council meeting, approval is given to rename the park to honor Ibarra. Mary Garmado was among the supporters.
I attended Ibarra School my first, second, and third year, so the name change would be really, really, really appreciated by me, you know, because I never dreamt that I would be here speaking on behalf of Ibarra School.
Members of the Brazos County Historical Commission say a state historical marker will be placed at the park. It'll be the first marker in the county honoring a resident of Hispanic descent. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
For the seventh time since last December, a Brian man is in the Brazos County Jail. The latest arrest involving 21-year-old Austin Cobb was Monday morning. Officer John Agnew says Brian police responded to a call made by management at the Best Western Motel that Cobb had barricaded himself in his room.
The room was in quite a bit of disarray. I mean, everything just kind of turned around and papers everywhere, just thrown about the floor, damage to the carpet. And as you can see from his booking photograph as well, he had some type of, I guess, makeup or something black on his face under his eyes. So definitely what we call him in a state of crisis. We have to kind of treat those people a little bit differently and make sure that they don't harm themselves or do anything to harm us.
Online at WTAW.com is a picture of what Agnew calls the motel mess. Cobb is also accused of pulling out a phone from an isolation cell at the College Station jail last Thursday, an arrest earlier this year for aggravated assault, marijuana possession, reckless driving, and public intoxication. The Brazos County Commission has recommended a budget for next year that proposes an increase in the effective tax rate of almost 2%. County Judge Dwayne Peters says that includes the first pay raise in 3 years.
We're doing a 2% COLA and then putting 1% for merit into the departments, total of 3%. We felt like, you know, that it was probably time that we needed to try to plug something in for employees.
The budget also calls for no increase in the employee's share of paying for county health insurance. Online at WTAW.com is a copy of the proposed budget. The first of two public hearings is Friday afternoon. And with more attention being placed on mosquito control to reduce the chances of humans getting West Nile virus, Bryan residents can get assistance through the city. Cody Cravat at the Public Works Office emphasizes the free mosquito plunks and dunks should be placed in large areas of standing water.
We would actually like them to be used in a substantial size, you know, a sizable amount of water. If homeowners have 5-gallon buckets or, you know, kid toys or, you know, meter boxes that are holding water, you know, it's a lot easier to go out there and hand dip that, pour that water out in your grass and let it dry up normally.
Representatives of homeowner and neighborhood associations are asked to make an appointment with the Public Works Office. Individual residents can get them weekdays during regular business hours at the Parks and Recreation Office or the Municipal Service Center. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 76 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news at 6 after, or you can find it online 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you're one of the many whose health plan now gives you the freedom to choose the physician and hospital of your choice, consider moving up to St. Joseph with their award-winning service and incredible team of bright family medicine physicians. From St. Joseph's 24-hour access commitment to their well-known culture of excellence, learn how you'll benefit by making the switch. To experience the difference St. Joseph can make in your health, go to switchtosj.org or call our physician finder line at 774-2121.
This is Tony Morelos with W. Gibson Insurance. We know that your home is probably one of your most valuable assets, and it is important to find the best homeowner's insurance to properly cover it. At W.E. Gibson, we represent over 30 insurance companies. Why just shop with one or two companies when W.E. Gibson Insurance can match you with one of our many companies to give you the best homeowners coverage at the best price? We're in the Yellow Pages, so give us a call. I think that you will discover why so many of your friends and neighbors choose W.E. Gibson Insurance to insure their homes.
Join Waldenbrook Estates, an independent retirement community, for their Lone Star Trust and Investment Services Informational, Friday, August 31st at 10 a.m. Learn about the many financial advantages Lone Star Trust can provide you and your family. Lone Star Trust will also unveil new services offered under their My Self Resources program and show how they can best meet your needs. Don't miss Waldenbrook Estates' Lone Star Trust and Investment Services Informational, Friday, August 31st at 10 a.m. Please RSVP to 888-830-2045.
Before the first Texas A&M home game Saturday, come meet the original Junction Boys from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Montelongo's Fine Jewelry. Meet them, shake hands, get autographs, and talk Aggie football with the very men that had the spirit and grit to play ball for legendary coach Bear Bryant at Texas A&M. While you're there, make sure to check out the new additions to their line of Aggie game day jewelry, Collegiate Jewel, available exclusively at Montelongo's. This line of Aggie jewelry is made in beautiful sterling silver, spirited maroon enameling, and semi-precious precious gemstones. You can view all of the pieces of jewelry at their showroom, 401 University Drive East, or view the collection online at Montelongos.com. And don't forget to like Montelongos on Facebook. Mark your calendars for the first Texas A&M home game Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Montelongos Fine Jewelry to meet the Junction Boys. This is a day from history and a day to remember heroic Aggies and the spirit of success at Montelongos Fine Jewelry, located at 401 University Drive.
Some banks are talking about their free checking accounts, but at Brenham National Bank, we have added rewards to our free checking accounts. Pick a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads as your reward. Before you settle for a free checking account, ask us for the details on our reward accounts. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Hey, good morning. It's 640, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Valley Recycling. Whether you're trying to conserve nature or trying to conserve money, Brazos Valley Recycling, your go-to guys. Check them out today at BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
We continue to keep a very close watch on Isaac off to our east. It's over coastal Louisiana. It's expected to remain out there. For us, partial sun, hot today, 95 to 100. Generally clear tonight, just a few high clouds around. Lows overnight, 75 to 80. Partial sun, 90 to 95 for tomorrow. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75 to 80. During Friday, it's going to be partly to mostly sunny and 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Well, if you were road tripping to Shreveport starting today, I guess you still can.
Sure.
But if you were going to watch a football game, no such luck. Have fun at the boats, I suppose. The Aggies and Bulldogs will now play October 13th. That game rescheduled yesterday. Thank you, former hurricane, now tropical storm Isaac. Or I guess it's still a hurricane right now, but it'll be a tropical storm by tomorrow probably. The A&M men's basketball team also has come out with its full schedule for 2012-2013. A stellar lineup of non-conference opponents coming to Reed Arena.
All right.
Including Houston Baptist and Northwestern State.
Good.
A&M Corpus Christi.
All right. The bus companies are happy.
Mm-hmm.
So, Republicans told to stop acting stupid when it comes to Hispanic voters. The speaker is former Governor Jeb Bush.
Mm. Well, he would know a thing or two.
He would.
Governor of Florida.
Said if you're going to close the gap with Hispanics, then stop acting stupid. Oh, quick programming note. We'll talk to Bill Flores today, but we'll be at 8 o'clock this morning. He's having a breakfast with some Republicans there at the convention in Florida. So,
what, we're not more important than that?
Yeah,
come on,
not.
Man.
Apparently not. We're going to talk to him a little after 8. Jeb says, you know, the Hispanic voters share the commitment that the GOP has to faith and family and small government, but they've been alienated by the party because of their exclusionary rhetoric when it comes to immigration. He's probably right. And again, he would know. Okay, so I don't know if you heard Mitt Romney was nominated. Yeah,
I think they said something about that yesterday.
Yeah, he's the candidate now. So, and I'm guessing they did that so he could be in the hall last night so they could show lots of shots of him as his wife spoke to the crowd and all that kind of thing. And they got her up there so that they could possibly have some females kind of slide over from the Democrat side to the Republican side. And she is an amazing woman. There's not any doubt. Just the physical battles with MS and breast cancer and such. But and actually, she is just more ingratiating. I mean, he's kind of an
ice cube sometimes.
That's it. He's an executive. And I heard the story yesterday. Jamie Dupree was talking about it. You know, he made a campaign stop, and Dupree said, this friend of mine called me, he said, I'm watching Mitt Romney do a PowerPoint. A PowerPoint.
Wow.
At an election, you know, campaign event. And again, that's what he does. But that's not the kind of thing that's going to get them standing on their chairs. Oh, and here's a note. If you ever get a chance to be a speaker and you need to boost the crowd up and really get them to their feet, don't try to find that phrase that will get them to their feet. You actually ask them to stand up, which is what Chris Christie did last night.
Really?
I turned it on right at 10 o'clock to see how close they were going to be to finishing. And he did a pretty good job of his part. But he did. He actually said, stand up now. And then he, you know, did his big finish. And so they're already standing and they're going, oh, okay, well, yeah, since we're standing, that's fine.
Well, it could be worse. You could be a vice president telling someone in a wheelchair to stand
up.
Yeah,
that's true. That's happened before. Or a Speaker of the House. We had one of those in Texas who did that, Gib Lewis. But anyway, there is some intrigue in the convention.
No.
There's going to be a special mystery speaker, you know, on Thursday night. It's going to happen about 9 o'clock our time. And it's a primo spot because only Marco Rubio and Mitt Romney himself will follow. Rubio, yeah, will follow this speaker. So over at the National Review, one of the names that among Republicans who aren't currently in the lineup stands out, that's Sarah Palin. National Review mentions Sarah Palin. The more you think about the idea, the more it makes sense, according to the National Review. Whatever controversy and intense reaction Sarah Palin may bring to whatever she does, if there's one thing we know she does exceptionally well, that's give a convention speech. Yeah, but you know there is a long list of things she doesn't do well, so we'll see.
It's kind of polarizing.
Speaking of polarizing, there apparently is one strip joint that has a dancer who looks like her.
I heard what you did there.
Thank you. Now, here we go. Here, Ed Morrissey tosses around some names as to who the mystery speaker might be on Thursday. And on his list would be Rick Perry, Michelle Bachmann, Herman Cain. I'm going to say no, no, and no. Or actually, no, hell no, and no.
Probably. I mean,
they're not going to let Michelle Bachmann near a microphone with a camera on it. Plus, there's one other one, Rush Limbaugh, he says. He says Rush could be. Now, the Daily Caller, for their part, says that Palin is a long shot, so they're thinking maybe Joe Lieberman, Colin Powell, Nancy Reagan, Clint Eastwood, or Tim Tebow.
Nancy Reagan's too frail.
Yeah.
It's not going to be her.
No.
It's not going to be Colin Powell. Colin Powell's far too centrist for the Republicans right now.
Yeah.
I think Rush would be huge because he just doesn't do a lot of televised speeches.
He would.
And that would be one reason why I would doubt that being him. I don't know that Clint Eastwood doesn't resonate with who, you know, I think somebody like Jeb Bush, based on his comment, would look at that and say, you still don't get it.
Right.
You're bringing out an 80-year-old actor-director that, sure, a lot of people still know, but if you're wanting celebrity power, look, that's just not something that's your party's strength right now.
Yeah, yeah. And I can't imagine that Tim Tebow,
he's a little busy. I can't imagine that the team would want him to run down and make a speech when he has practice and all these other things. So, I mean, you can kind of shoot holes in all those.
Yeah, and I think, you know, and when you talk about stirring speakers, people who will make people rise to their feet, Joe Lieberman is probably about 300th on that list. So,
if he's that high.
Yeah, so I'm not sure about that. The Colin Powell would be interesting simply because he supported Obama before.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
But,
I don't know that would necessarily be good.
Yeah, it's so that's it. That's so great. There's a reason for you to watch on Thursday night if you want to. 9 o'clock is when that happens, and we'll see. All right, 6:47.
It's that time again, the 6th Annual Texas Red Steak and Grape Festival in downtown Bryan. Save the date, October 12th and 13th. Enjoy steak, wine, music, and fun in downtown Bryan. Save the date for October 12th and 13th, TexasRedsFestival.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, September 1st, it's Market Goat Projects. Managing goat projects for success in the show ring can be a daunting task. We'll teach you how this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Ground covers as landscaping tools don't go back very far. Vinca major and English ivy were fairly common in really shady parts of our gardens. Maybe 50 or 60 years ago, we couldn't get St. Augustine to cover there, and so our grandmas had little choice but to use some type of more shade-tolerant vine. It wasn't until the 1960s that we started using ground covers in sun and shade simply for their good looks. Unusual ground covers, that's our topic today. I'll be back with details after this message. It's my 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar in production right now. This is our pre-production offer, and you need to contact us right away if you'd like to save 38% on the calendar that will tell you when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. More than 10,000 words. That's a lot of information on when to do the important tasks in gardening in the Lone Star State. I save my best photos each year for the calendar. It makes a lovely publication. I will guarantee your satisfaction with it, or I'll refund every penny you pay. Now, here is the best way to save 38% on the calendar: by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. It's 26 years we've been publishing the magazine. Each has been designated as the best of its kind in America. The calendar, a full year of our magazine, all just $36.95, $3 postage on the calendar. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Almost every landscape today has or should have ground covers. We still use them where it's too shady to grow grass, but we also use them on steep slopes, in funny little narrow spaces, to highlight our shrub beds, and anywhere else that we want a different look in our landscape. Nursery growers have blessed us with a multitude of choices in a wide variety of growth forms and colors. For example, variegated Asian jasmine. If you want something just a little less common, plant this ground cover between deep green turf and low shrubs. The contrast of its white and green leaves will be striking. It does best in full sun or nearly full sun. Small-leafed hybrid ivies are very pretty. The heteras, the English ivy cultivars, they're beautiful. They do tend to have some fungal leaf spot issues, and they're not as winter hardy, so grow them in a more protected, well-drained environment. Algerian ivy in South Texas, Persian ivy in North Texas, both good unless they're in waterlogged soils. In North Texas, Pakisandra, a Japanese spurge, is lovely, but you'll need to plant it pot to pot. It is extremely slow to cover, very pretty in heavy shade. I like Purple Heart, Cetacracia. It's a relative of Wandering Jew. It's winter hardy in about two-thirds of Texas or more. Dies to the ground with the first really hard freeze, but it comes bouncing back in the spring. It'll grow well in sun or part sun. Keep it moist for quickest cover. Artesia is a really pretty green or a variegated ground cover for a mostly shady location. In fact, unless it freezes or you trim it back, it can almost take on proportions of a very short shrub. It has red berries contrasting against its foliage all winter. Again, shade or part shade. Harbor dwarf nandinas. Most folks think of nandinas as shrubs, but this shortest of the clan makes a very handsome knee-high ground cover. There are other cultivars coming into the market. Harbor dwarf is been around about 40 years, and it's gorgeous. I like very much lamb's ear. Escaping from the perennial garden, this very soft, fuzzy-leafed gray plant actually makes a nice ground cover in a small space. Gray leaves, you want to pinch the flowers off. They do nothing to add to the value of the plant, and they do take the leaf production down. And then I like winter creeper euonymus, which really has moved into the mainstream. Those are a few great ground covers. More fun and less work in the garden in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
6:52, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy with a look at sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, still the biggest and still voted the best in the Brazos Valley. Texas A&M and Louisiana Tech have decided to postpone Thursday night's season opener in Shreveport because of Hurricane Isaac's forecast path through Louisiana. Game had been has been rescheduled until October 13th, which had been an open date for both teams. That means senior wide receiver Ryan Swope will have to wait for the offense to show off some of its new moves.
Offensive player, how fast we really move, how we can wear defenses down and score a bunch of points. I feel like we've got so many weapons on the field. Christian Michael, Trey Williams, Easy Watch Q. There's so many guys on the field that can make plays. And with this offense, how fast we go, it's hard to adjust and make those adjustments on the field. So it's important that we just execute and practice hard and work on that speed.
Louisiana Tech Athletic Director Bruce Vandeveld says university officials are concerned about the safety of athletes and fans. Officials say kickoff time will be determined at a later date. Tickets and parking permits already purchased will be honored, but there will be no refunds. Tech now opens September 8th at Houston, while A&M opens September 8th at home against number 23, Florida. It's bad news for the Aggies for two reasons. Number one, they'll start the season with an SEC opponent. And two, A&M will play 12 straight weeks of football starting a week from Saturday. A&M men's basketball team has finalized its schedule for the 2012-2013 season. Not a lot of high-profile opponents on the non-conference side, certainly not coming to Reed Arena. The Aggies start the regular season Friday, November 9th, ironically, against Louisiana Tech. Other teams coming to Reed include Troy, Prairie View A&M, Northwestern State, Stephen F. Austin, A&M Corpus Christi, Southern, Army, and Houston Baptist. A&M goes on the road against St. Louis and either Kansas or Washington State. Both those games will be played in Kansas City. The only two other road trips for the Aggies in the non-conference are Houston and the University of Oklahoma. SEC play starts January 8th against Arkansas. You can hear from A&M head soccer coach G. Guerrieri tonight on the radio. The Aggie Soccer Hour is tonight from 7 until 8 on our partner station, Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. Coach G will talk the other Aggie football live from Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road. High school volleyball, good crowd and good environment last night as the Bryan Lady Vikings hosted the Rudder Rangers. Bryan lost game one but bounced back to take the next three and beat Rudder in four games. It's only the second time the two schools have met in volleyball. The Rangers beat the Vikings in five games last season. A&M Consolidated Lady Tigers have no problems with Tomball Concordia Lutheran. Consol won easily in three games last night. Wasn't such a good outing for the College Station Cougars. The Cougars had their hands full in Burton Tuesday with a pair of top 10 Class A programs. College Station lost matches to 5th-ranked Burton Panthers and the 4th-ranked Iola Bulldogs in three games each. Major League Baseball pinch hitter Hector Sanchez connected on the go-ahead RBI single in the ninth. San Francisco Giants rallied for a 3-2 win over the Astros Tuesday night. Giants were down 2-1 entering the ninth inning. Yu Darvish struck out 10 over 7 innings for the Texas Rangers to win a 1-0 pitcher's duel against James Shields and the Tampa Bay Rays Tuesday night. Ian Kinsler's solo home run was enough to give Texas the win.
Kind of wanted to be a little more patient tonight, and through three innings it wasn't working very well. We didn't have any hits, but I was able to get a fastball there and hit it over, and the pitchers really did the rest.
Meantime, Ranger pitcher Roy Oswalt says he's known for several weeks that he cleared waivers, a move that would allow the Rangers to trade the veteran right-hander to any team. Oswalt said Tuesday he's been given no indication if he would be dealt to another team. Since joining Texas on June 22nd, Oswalt is no longer in the start. He's 4-2, but is no longer in the starting rotation. Oswalt says he doesn't know exactly what his role is. He says there was no talk of him being a reliever before signing with the Rangers, and he might have gone elsewhere if he'd known of that possibility. A person with knowledge of the decision says the 2014 Major League Baseball All-Star Game will be played at Target Field in Minneapolis. The Twins scheduled a news conference for this afternoon to make an unspecified major announcement regarding an upcoming event to be hosted at Target Field, which opened in 2010. Minnesota last hosted the All-Star Game in 1985 at the Metrodome. NFL preseason enters its final week starting tonight. The Dallas Cowboys host the Miami Dolphins, and you ask Tony Romo, he's excited about this team.
As a leader of this football team and as a guy who goes out here and sees it, you can just watch it. The grind that goes into day in, day out, and the competition that they take with it. It's really, really exciting, and that's what gets me going when I stand over here and just watch these guys. It's a really great thing.
The Dolphins and Cowboys kick off tonight at 7:30. Houston wraps up their preseason tomorrow night, taking on the Minnesota Vikings. SEC football, one will start, both will play, and when the season opener is over, number 23 Florida will probably decide between the two. Offensive coordinator Brent Peace says he's not sure the team's two-quarterback system is sustainable beyond Saturday's game against Bowling Green, meaning the Gators will likely choose between Jacoby Brissett and Jeff Driscoll before traveling to A&M for the SEC opener. Sophomores have battled for the starting job since spring practice. And Mississippi State has disassociated itself from an athletics booster because of impermissible contact with a prospective student-athlete. Booster's name was redacted from documents provided by the university after a Freedom of Information Act request. Mississippi State announced last week it's cooperating with the NCAA because of a potential recruiting irregularity. The disassociation letter says the booster is not allowed to participate in any organization that's recognized by Mississippi State as a supporter of the athletics programs or make a financial gift to Mississippi State Athletics. It's 6:57. That's a look at sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Here's David Schulte explaining the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
The Bulletproof Roof Guarantee is a concept that began with the fact that various products and service providers offer you warranties and guarantees. When you go to use those warranties and guarantees, you find out they're full of holes. They don't cover and protect you the way they should. We want to create a roof installation along with this warranties and guarantees that wouldn't be full of holes. In other words, bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Does your business want to go green and not know how? Let award-winning Brazos Valley Recycling help you. BVR, one of the largest certified recycling and composting facilities in the state, recycles over 200 tons per day from cardboard to concrete and everything in between. Try BVR's new Think Globally, Act Locally program free for 30 days. A customized recycling program, both simple and affordable. Call Brazos Valley Recycling for your 30-day free trial. 260-0006. Or BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door and you see over 100 different sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air...
775-2929, 775-2-WAY. High temperature today, about 97 or so. We'll continue to have that pattern as far as the highs are concerned all the way through Sunday. And lows will be in the middle 70s. But we have north winds this morning, which happens to make it nice right now. 20% chance of rain tomorrow. It's 79 now. WTAW, Thomas Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Isaac's hitting and people are fearing.
What is going to happen? We got families still there. What's going to happen?
What is happening is the slow-moving hurricane full of rain has overtopped a levee, flooding areas outside New Orleans, where Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso is live.
Just south of the city of New Orleans in the Woodlands section of Plaquemines Parish, an 18-mile stretch of a levee system has been overtopped by the Mississippi River.
The water is coming over in such volume, it came up so quick, 5, 6, 7 feet over the top of the levee.
Parish President Billy Nungesser saying that area has never flooded, not even for Katrina. The National Guard now trying to rescue two men working on that levee and a woman who's apparently holding on to her rooftop. This has sustained winds of 80 miles per hour and torrential rains continue to pound the Gulf Coast. 415,000 now without power. Dave?
Jeff, Republicans rally around Romney. And their new nominee showed up to hug his wife after she addressed the convention last night. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper live in Tampa.
After the GOP gives Mitt Romney its seal of approval by way of the nomination, his wife offers the personal side, talking about their deep love, her husband's hard work. She promises the crowd,
"This man will not fail."
In New Jersey, Governor Chris Christie's keynote address, he talks about a new era of truth-telling.
I know Mitt Romney, and Mitt Romney will tell us the hard truths we need to hear to put us back on a path to growth and create good-paying private sector jobs again in America.
Tonight we hear from VP nominee Paul Ryan. Dave?
Now, Jennifer, President Obama was out rallying at colleges in Idaho and Colorado, Iowa rather, in Colorado.
You can choose whether we give massive new tax cuts to folks who already made it, or whether we're going to keep taxes low for every American who's still trying to make it.
And today the president plans to campaign in Virginia. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-1649. 1-888-535-1649. That's 1-888-535-1649. 1-888-535-1649.
So you hear that interest rates are at an all-time low. Great news, because they are. They have never been lower. Hi, I'm Debbie Davis, and I do mortgages. Call me and find out how much money you can save by refinancing your home now. Rates are in the threes now for both 30 and 15-year notes with good credit, but the real money is saved in interest over time. Call me at 979-220-3018 or email me at debbie@debbiedavisshow.com. Ask about the radio show special. You'll be glad you did. 979-220-3018.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Right now at Batteries Plus, you can save $15 on any of the hundreds of laptop or netbook batteries we carry, which means you won't have to worry about your laptop losing power and shutting down unexpectedly. Batteries Plus, the replace-it place. Savings after mail-in rebate. Other exclusions may apply. See store for details.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman now through September 30th and earn a $15 reward card with the purchase of laptop batteries. Batteries Plus, the replace-it place.
Hey, Jen, what's that on your Subway sub?
It's yummy avocado. A superfood.
Superfood? Will it give me laser vision?
Will it give me super strength?
Ooh, will I be able to fly?
Ooh, I want to fly.
I want to fly. Can I have some?
Listen, it's super good and it's super mine.
Super possessive.
Super uncalled for.
Super stingy.
Get your own turkey with avocado at Subway. Tender turkey with avocado and spinach. Or add avocado to your favorite sub. It's avocado season, only at Subway.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. See nutritional information at Subway.com.
Head to Subway and try the Black Forest ham, egg, and cheese with spinach. Featured $5 footlong of August. It's a fresh spin on a Subway favorite. Now with spinach, the super good superfood. Plus, it's available all day. This August only, the Black Forest ham, egg, and cheese with spinach joins our many $5 footlongs, like the BLT and Veggie Delight. Subway, eat fresh.
Plus applicable tax prices and participation may vary. Prices higher and less than a Y additional charge for extras. See nutritional information at Subway.com.
Norma G Tractor. It just keeps getting better. For a limited time only, get lower prices and larger cash rebates with zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. Check out the new Kubota MX5100F 52-horsepower tractor with a Kubota front-end loader, only $20,299. Get a $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $19,299 or monthly payments of only $259 with 10% down payment. Zero down payment financing, 60 months interest-free, top dollar for your trade-ins, free delivery plus the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. That's why Norman G. Tractor is known as the place to buy all of your Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. Norman G. Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, Norman G., Texas. See us at normangtractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor. Nobody.
Every day when the stock market's bell rings, it's a guessing game. But guesses aren't good enough for your financial security. That's why savvy investors rely on the proven, profitable, and portable wealth of investment-grade diamonds. And whether it's just a few thousand or millions of dollars, prudent investors trust the company whose name says it all, Investment Diamonds LLC. During these uncertain times, investment-grade diamonds just make sense. Over the past 40 years, the value of investment-grade diamonds has skyrocketed, with an annual appreciation of 15% and consistently stronger returns than that of the S&P 500. So while the market's getting all the attention, investment-grade diamonds are quietly getting the growth. Discover what wise investors around the globe know. Investment-grade diamonds are the perfect choice for diversity and security. Get the facts for yourself with our free Investment Diamond Guide and DVD. For your free guide, call 1-800-501-8974. That's 1-800-501-8974. 1-800-501-8974.
WTAW News Time is 7:07. It is 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Investigation is ongoing for a hit and run that took place around 10 last night. Investigators believe the vehicle that struck a bicycler was a Ford SUV, possibly white, which will now have damage in its front center. The victim was transported to the hospital with incapacitating injuries. It's believed that the bicycler was riding across the crosswalk on New Main when he was struck by the passing vehicle. Anyone who might have any information about the accident is encouraged to contact the College Station Police Department at 979-764-3600. 1,700 electric customers in College Station lost power Tuesday morning, and it was caught on camera video.
They heard it starting to arc, and they looked up and started recording up to the point where they started running because it was a pretty good flash. But essentially, a switch failed and burn up. Because we had people on site, we were able to limit the outage. We were immediately able to know what was going on and to respond to that.
Interim Director of Electric Utilities Timothy Krabs says a piece of equipment failed at the electric substation behind Gander Mountain. The outage was along the freeway from the North City limits to the Emerald Parkway exit. An early Hispanic leader in Bryan will be honored in two ways. WTAW's Bill Oliver has that story.
Reverend Guillermo Ibarra established Bryan's first Hispanic church in 1922. In 1935, the Bryan School Board opened Ibarra Elementary School, which served children of Mexican descent until 1949. San Jacinto Park sits on the side of the school. At last night's city council meeting, approval was given to rename the park to honor Ibarra. Mary Garmado was among the supporters.
I attended Ibarra School my first, second, and third year, so the name change would be really, really, really appreciated by me, you know, because I never dreamt that I would be here speaking on behalf of Ibarra School.
Members of the Brazos County Historical Commission say a state historical marker will be placed at the park. It'll be the first marker in the county honoring a resident of Hispanic descent. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
For the seventh time since last December, a Bryan man is in the Brazos County Jail. The latest arrest involving 21-year-old Austin Cobb was Monday morning. Officer John Agnew says Bryan police responded to a call made by management at the Best Western Motel that Cobb had barricaded himself in his room.
The room was in quite a bit of disarray. I mean, everything just kind of turned around and papers everywhere, just thrown about the floor, damage to the carpet. And as you can see from his booking photograph as well, he had some type of, makeup or something black on his face under his eyes. So definitely what we call them in a state of crisis. We have to kind of treat those people a little bit differently and make sure that they don't harm themselves or do anything to harm us.
Online at WTAW.com is a picture of what Agnew calls the motel mess. Cobb is also accused of pulling out a phone from an isolation cell at the College Station Jail last Thursday and arrests earlier this year for aggravated assault, marijuana possession, reckless driving, and public intoxication. The Brazos County Commission has recommended a budget for next year that proposes an increase in the effective tax rate of almost 2%. County Judge Dwayne Peters says that includes the first pay raise in 3 years.
We're doing a 2% COLA and then putting 1% for merit into the departments, total of 3%. We felt like, you know, that it was probably time that we needed to try to plug something in for employees.
The budget also calls for no increase in the employee share of paying for county health insurance. Online at WTAW.com is a copy of the proposed budget. The first of two public hearings is Friday afternoon. With more attention being placed on mosquito control to reduce the chances of humans getting West Nile virus, Bryan residents can get assistance through the city. Cody Cravat at the Public Work Office emphasizes the free mosquito plunks and dunks should be placed in large areas of standing water.
We would actually like them to be used in a substantial size, you know, a sizable amount of water. If homeowners have 5-gallon buckets or, you know, kid toys or, you know, meter boxes that are holding water, you know, it's a lot easier to go out there and hand dip that or pour that water out in your grass and let it dry up normally.
Representatives of homeowner and neighborhood associations are asked to make an appointment with the Public Works Office. Individual residents can get them weekdays during regular business hours at the Parks and Recreation Office or the Municipal Service Center. WTAW News Time is 7:12 at 76 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. We'll have more news at 6 after, or you can find it 24 hours. I'm sorry, not 6 after. We'll have more news at 30 minutes after, or you can find more 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will we'll have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Summer in the Brazos. So many things we want to do except clean. It's hot, we're running around having a good time. When we get home, who's in the mood to clean? Molly Maid is. The home cleaning pros at Molly Maid love cleaning, so all you have to do is kick back and enjoy some cool AC and a clean home. Molly Maid is a clean you can trust. Call today and get started enjoying the summer. Molly Maid is at 979-693-7700. That's 693-7700 or on the web at mollymaid.com.
Why do you buy from Team Auto?
Hi, my name's Chris Carson. I'm a framing contractor here in the Brazos Valley. I've been buying my vehicles from Mike Vivaldi for the last 8 years. The reason I shop with him is because he gives me the fairest deals and he makes it easy.
With a lineup of 8 domestic product lines, Team Auto is unlike any other car buying experience.
With this kind of selection, there's no reason not to join our team. Only 11.7 miles south of high prices.
Team Auto, where relationships matter.
If it's an engagement, if it's a wedding, if it's a party, plan to attend the 2012 Fall Bridal Show and Benefit at the Hilton College Station on Sunday, September 9th from noon to 4 p.m. More chances to win. Come early and stay late. Visit wedding and party vendors, consultants and coordinators, cakes and lodging, jewelry and fashions, florists and venues, photographers and gift registries, entertainment, invitations, and more. Proceeds from the show will benefit Pink Alliance Brazos Valley Breast Cancer Support. Tickets are $20 at the door and $15 advanced online at ido-ido.org.
Hey, it's 7:14. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast, got that for you. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure, it's in control. It's going to help keep Hurricane Isaac off to our east. The weather across the area today, a fair amount of sunshine and hot, 95 to 100. Tonight clear, lows are going to be anywhere from 75 to 80. Partial sun on Thursday with highs around 90. Thursday night, partly cloudy, 75 to 80. Friday's going to be partly to mostly sunny, and highs on Friday will be 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Well, so much for a Thursday night kickoff between the Aggies and the Louisiana Tech Bulldogs. Hurricane Isaac caused the delay in that. It's now been rescheduled for October 13th. A&M head soccer coach G. Guerrieri hosts the Aggie Soccer Hour tonight. We'll talk about that, plus high school volleyball scores and more coming up in sports.
Ah, there you go. Well, to answer the question that I know was burning a hole in your brain, the judgment day for Terminator was August 29th, 1997.
Oh gosh, so it's been a while.
It has. It's already happened.
So if your child was born August 29th, 1997, does that mean that they were born on Judgment Day, or does that mean that they're the Terminator?
Yeah, it could be that they're, I don't know. Yeah. Oh, wait, I guess I'd have to care enough.
I care, Chase.
Okay. You know, I've never seen that movie.
Which, Terminator?
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Oh,
never
they're
seen
good.
It.
I think the second one's my favorite.
I've seen Terminator 2, but I've never seen the first one.
Oh, okay.
Number 2 is pretty darn good.
So, all right. Coming up in this half hour, we're going to try to, I don't know that even having you auger yourself into the floor, Chase, would be enough. Maybe we'll just use a giant hammer and pound you into the floor.
One last time for old time's sake?
I got three stories here that'll just, yeah.
We're going to do it the next half hour or what?
Yeah, this half hour.
Oh,
this half
great.
Hour. Yeah. Get ready for that. In the meantime, ladies, just to show that we've solved all the problems in the world, do you ever find standard pens just too manly?
No.
Well, if you do, you're in luck. There's a brand new pen, and it's just for women.
Really?
Bic for Her pens.
Now, what's that? What?
Sounds like a razor.
Yeah. They have a thin barrel, quote, designed to fit a woman's hand.
I've had so much trouble writing with a standard pen.
And that's it.
Yeah,
that's...
because it's as big around as a paper towel holder.
That's right.
So.
See, there. They're pastel-colored pens, of course.
Oh, well, now that is a nice touch.
And they have a diamond-engraved barrel for an elegant and unique feminine style.
Well, I don't know if that's necessary. It's going to just end up in the trash when it runs out anyway.
That's right.
Is it a lid or a clicky top?
It doesn't say.
Recyclable?
Oh, well, I'm sure it must be.
Isn't everything?
Yeah. Amazon online reviewers have had fun. Finally, is the cry from one of the reviewers on the Amazon new product I guess, website or wherever they're chatting on it. Man pens have always been so tricky and hard to use, and they're so unsightly. Thanks to Crystal Bick for her, I can now take my pen anywhere. No more lugging that heavy, bulky man pen around.
That's awesome.
It really is. As you can tell, the snarks are harmless, but, I mean, as one wrote, why is there no glitter? One male reviewer wrote, at first it was like, ooh, she pens. But then I noticed it had no fluffy top. What the hell, Bick? When it's a pen for her, shouldn't it have some glamour and glitz? Should it have something fluffy on top? Everybody knows that something girly must have sequins.
Oh, this is the crystal is like the standard Bic pen. It's clear Bic pen we've all used.
You see, I personally I find it a bit sexist.
This is the crystal for her.
Yeah, but still, well we don't have a and pen for him. That's just not fair.
Apparently it's only available in Europe.
Oh.
So,
well, right my now. Thought is if we've had a standard pen, you know, it's kind of like when people say
No.
Sorry, is that a call?
Yeah. My understanding is when you click the top, it says, I told you so.
Oh, man.
Well, if only it was a clicky top.
Ouch.
But it has a lid. But, yeah, point well taken.
Oh, well, there you go. So they're going to try it out in Europe first.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my thought is fair unless they make a man pen also.
Well, but no, that's what they're saying is all pens are pretty much man pens.
Yeah,
that's the implication.
That's not true.
Well,
that's
but,
sexist.
Well, I understand.
I'm taking a pro men stance here this morning, boys.
Interesting. That is interesting because again, I guess what they're figuring is, well, they discovered women use pens also.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I
Hello?
Want to have a.
Yes. Are you Sarah Connor? I want your pen.
Very nice.
Hello.
Yeah, let me make some pots and pans with the handles that'll fit my wife's hand.
Very nice, sir. Well done.
They do have very large handles on some of those pots and pans. It's true.
Well done. Thank you.
You know, that may have been one of the funniest lines I've ever heard.
I didn't think it was that funny.
Yeah. But I hope for his sake, A, his wife doesn't listen, or B, she didn't recognize his voice.
Yep.
Because, sir, if either of those apply, you are in so much trouble.
He could have maybe muffled his voice a little bit.
Well, Kat will be happy to know that the environmental benefits of the Bic Crystal for her, long-lasting writing product, up to 2 kilometers writing length. So if you ever sat down and said, if only I had a pen in which I could write a mile and a half.
See, I want a male pen that smells like bacon. Or, let's see, Old Spice, and you can, it creates a very large carbon footprint.
So you want a creepy old man pen is what
No.
you want.
I'm just trying to think of what I think is, I mean, what seems is, I don't know, a manly pen.
Now, did you say up to a kilometer and a half?
Up to 2 kilometers.
I
want to roll a
kilometers.
Sheet of paper down a highway.
Yeah,
open the door and just lean out, you know, as you drive, and let's make sure that we can actually go 2 kilometers.
It's designed and manufactured with just the right amount of raw materials. It's also PVC free.
Just the right amount of raw materials?
I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
Bill, I think we got the wrong amount of raw materials in this.
All right, here we go. We're going to see if we can auger chase into the floor.
All right, I'm listening.
Story number one. How to teach your child to ride a bike. Hire it out. A blogger on mommyish.com wrote about how her 9-year-old daughter finally learned how to ride a bike. She hired someone to do it for her. Why? Because she was terrified, as was her husband, of doing it herself. So she hired someone out to teach her daughter how to ride a bike.
What
terrified
state
why?
Was that?
I don't know.
Terrified why?
It doesn't say what state.
Because you might watch your child fall?
I don't know. Don't want to be there for that, right? Don't want to see that happen.
Wow. You know, the first time that kid suffers any setback in the real world, oh my goodness.
Here's story number two. 3-year-old Hunter Spanger is deaf and talks with his hands. In the SEE, that's the Sign Exact English Language, the gesture that means his name violates his school's weapon policy.
Mm.
What? So Grand Island Public School in Nebraska wants Hunter to change his name so he won't use the sign.
Oh, my gosh! That is insane.
Of course it is. Of course it is. Grand Isle's Weapons and School Board Policy Number 8470 forbids any instrument that looks like a weapon.
Well, we're going to have to ask your son to change his
name. Yeah, no, that's stupid.
It's just a little too violent for the environment we're trying to foster here.
Yeah.
What about, I mean, couldn't they just...
At Wussified Elementary School in Grand Island.
Yeah. Listening to that, though, it doesn't necessarily mean, like, change his name legally. What if they just mean, like, a nickname? Because I know when I was in first grade... There were three Catherines. There were two Catherine Lees, and I was the only Catherine McMullen.
Uh-huh.
And I took it very personally that one of the Catherine Lees got to stay Catherine, and the other one was Kathy, and I had to be Katie. My teacher just decided that it was Katie, Catherine, and Kathy. And I thought, well, I'm the only Catherine McMullen. I should get to be Catherine. But I went along with it. I was Katie for a year.
You didn't wear a smock in protest that said something on it? No?
No.
Okay. All right.
Aside from uncovering deep-seated issues from Kat's childhood, I would say that there's really not an applicable nickname one can choose for Hunter.
Hello?
I was just thinking, I would think if that was my son, I could come up with a sign to show him how I felt about
Exactly.
I was going to say, I'd come up with a good nickname.
Yeah.
Number three. Nils Pickett's 5-year-old son likes to wear dresses. And Nils was concerned that, he was going to grow up without a strong, positive role model. So he did what any mind-boggling, incredible dad would do. He started wearing skirts himself.
Oh, good God.
He lives in a small city in South Germany, and he said, quote, "I didn't want to talk my son into not wearing dresses and skirts. After a lot of contemplation, I had only one option left. That was to broaden my shoulders for my little buddy and dress in a skirt myself."
You know,
where did his son get a skirt?
I don't know.
And his son's 5.
Yeah,
you know
it's not like his son's going out buying his own clothes.
His son doesn't know any better. He obviously has some older sisters. And could you at least not split the difference? Hey, son, hey, Dad, why don't you wear one, too? Oh, why don't we split the difference? Let's get kilts, okay? At least kilts are manly.
Yeah, kilts are manly. My dad's a bagpiper. I side with you there.
Anyway, so there you go. After all, you can't expect a child at preschool age to have the same ability to assert themselves as an adult.
No, that's why you have to be an adult and assert for them.
Oh.
So what does this have to do with Chase being driven into the ground by an auger?
These are just the kind of things that auger him into the ground whenever we have wussification. And so today we had the parents who had to hire out someone to teach them,
child
how to ride.
No, auger into the ground is what I'm not understanding. Does that mean make him mad, or does that mean
beat him down?
Yeah. Or
he augers him, and his chin should be resting on the floor
because he's
so angry.
Okay.
I echo what a show observer points out, that we're both going to need to be psychoanalyzed after this show.
Flooded room from a broken water line, kitchen fire with smoke damage, storm damage. No one knows when a disaster is going to occur. Hi, I'm Weston Souza of Paul Davis Emergency Services of Bryan College Station. We're the local professionals in immediate response to property damage emergencies to get your home or business back to normal. If your property has suffered damage due to water, fire, smoke, or storm, call Paul Davis Emergency Services at 979-446-0001 or visit us online at pdescollegestation.com. Your emergency, our response.
Thank you for voting Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet the best flooring retailer for the 8th year in a row. Now we've outgrown our name.
Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet is now Brazos Valley Floor and Design.
We still have a huge selection of carpet, tile, wood, and laminate, but now we offer so much more.
Brazos Valley Floor and Design is your destination for complete home design in Central Texas. Choose your flooring, lighting, and countertops all at one place.
At Brazos Valley Floor and Design, we're going to have the best prices today, next week, next month, and next year.
And that's a promise.
727, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Whenever a new person moves to town, Brazos Bounty is there to welcome them with a gift that includes possibly something from your business. Be an early bird. Get there first. Get your message there. Go to BrazosBounty.com. All right, look for a high temperature today, about 96 or 97. We'll continue that all the way through the weekend. There is a 20% chance of showers for Thursday night, and Friday. And the lows each night will probably be in the middle 70s. Right now, humidity 69%. Winds are from the north at 9, and we have 78 degrees.
When you buy a certified pre-owned BMW, there's only one thing you want to do. Drive it. That's why BMW offers an up to 6-year, 100,000-mile protection plan. It covers the engine, the transmission, the anti-lock brakes, and lots more. So there's no worrying. Just drive it. Hurry in for exceptional offers through BMW Financial Services. New or certified pre-owned, we only make one thing.
the ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
You remember a couple weeks ago, Joe Biden told a predominantly African-American audience that Mitt Romney's going to put y'all back in chains? There was no outcry from the left because Biden's a Democrat. See, Democrats can say anything. When the esteemed Senator Robert Byrd, Democrat West Virginia, used the N-word on Fox News, that was no big deal. Even though Byrd was a former Ku Klux Klan recruiter who had railed against Dr. King. Now, this protection racket benefits Democrats at all levels. Take Ben Axelrod, a candidate for New York City Assembly seat in a largely Jewish district. In a mailer sent to voters, he promised more video cameras, more police patrols, and fewer anti-Semitic attacks. But get what else he wrote. Quote, the current assemblyman has allowed crime to go up over 50% in our Negrohood so far this year. Crime up in the Negrohood? Hello, has anybody asked for a response from Minister Calypso Louis Farrakhan? Anybody interviewed Reverend Wright? What does the Reverend Jackson have to say about crime in a Democrat Negrohood? Will MSNBC management allow Al Sharpton to comment on this? Maybe accuse a fellow Democrat of letting slip what he really believes, in print no less. Now look, I know, it's an election year and they've been instructed not to be seen, certainly not to be heard. And whether or not Axelrod apologizes, poof, like magic, the story will vanish. Democrats can say anything.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Here's a startling fact. If you don't have a will, the government and courts decide what happens to your property when you pass away. Sounds crazy, doesn't it? In honor of National Make-A-Will Month, LegalZoom.com wants to give you a special discount to help make sure you're legally protected. In the past 12 years, over 2 million Americans have used LegalZoom for last wills, living trusts, and more. And they've saved hundreds, even thousands of dollars versus a traditional lawyer. With LegalZoom, you get individualized services tailored to the laws of your state. The online process guides you step by step, and you get total customer support. So protect your family and assets today with a LegalZoom will. Or get a living trust this month at LegalZoom and get a personalized pour-over will for free. Visit LegalZoom.com today and enter PROTECT in the referral box to check out for special savings. LegalZoom is not a law firm and self-help services are at your specific direction. Individualized advice is provided through a legal plan available in most states.
Howdy, this is Jason Byanski with BCR Realty. Mortgage rates are at an all-time low, and the current real estate inventory is up. Now is an excellent time to buy real estate. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, contact me, Jason Byanski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byanski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTW News Time is 7:31. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Investigation is ongoing for a hit-and-run that took place around 10 last night. Investigators believe the vehicle that struck a bicycler was a Ford SUV, possibly white, which will now have damage to its front center. The victim was transported to the hospital with incapacitating injuries. It's believed that the bicycler was riding across the crosswalk on New Main when he was struck by the passing vehicle. Anyone who might have any information about the accident is encouraged to contact the College Station Police Department at 979-764-3600. 1,700 electric customers in College Station lost power Tuesday morning, and it was caught on camera video.
They heard it starting to arc, and they looked up and started recording up to the point where they started running because it was a pretty good flash. But essentially, a switch failed and burned up. Because we had people on site, we were able to limit the outage. We were immediately able to know what was going on and to respond to that.
Interim Director of Electric Utilities Timothy Crabb says a piece of equipment failed at the electric substation behind Gander Mountain. The outage was along the freeway from the North City limits to the Emerald Parkway exit. An early Hispanic leader in Bryan will be honored in two ways. WTAW's Bill Oliver has that story.
Reverend Guillermo Ibarra established Bryan's first Hispanic church in 1922. In 1935, the Bryan School Board opened Ibarra Elementary School, which served children of Mexican descent until 1949. San Jacinto Park sits on the site of the school. At last night's city council meeting, approval was given to rename the park to honor Ibarra. Mary Garmado was among the supporters.
I attended Ibarra School my first, second, and third year, so the name change would be really, really, really appreciated by me, you know, because I never dreamt that I would be here speaking on behalf of Ibarra School.
Members of the Brazos County Historical Commission say a state historical marker will be placed at the park. It'll be the first marker in the county honoring a resident of Hispanic descent. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
For the seventh time since last December, a Bryan man is in the Brazos County Jail. The latest arrest involving 21-year-old Austin Cobb was Monday morning. Officer John Agnew says Bryan police responded to a call made by management at the Best Western Motel that Cobb had barricaded himself in his room.
The room was in quite a bit of disarray. I mean, everything just kind of turned around and papers everywhere, just thrown about the floor, damage to the carpet. And as you can see from his booking photograph as well, he had some type of, makeup or something black on his face under his eyes. So what we call him in a state of crisis. We have to kind of treat those people a little bit differently and make sure that they don't harm themselves or do anything to harm us.
There's a picture online at WTAW.com of what Agnew calls the motel mess. Cobb is also accused of pulling out a phone from an isolation cell at the College Station jail last Thursday and arrests earlier this year for aggravated assault, marijuana possession, reckless driving, and public intoxication. The Brazos County Commission has recommended a budget for next year that proposes an increase in the effective tax rate of almost 2%. County Judge Dwayne Peters says that includes the first pay raise in 3 years.
We're doing a 2% COLA and then putting 1% for merit into the departments, total of 3%. We felt like, you know, that it was probably time that we needed to try to plug something in for employees.
The budget also calls for no increase in the employee's share of paying for county health insurance. Online at WTAW.com is a copy of the proposed budget. The first of two public hearings is Friday afternoon. And with more attention being placed on mosquito control to reduce the chances of humans getting West Nile virus, Bryan residents can get assistance through the city. Cody Cravat at the Public Works Office emphasizes the free mosquito plunks and dunks should be placed in large areas of standing water.
We would actually like them to be used in a substantial size, you know, a sizable amount of water. If homeowners have 5-gallon buckets or, you know, kid toys or, you know, meter boxes that are holding water, you know, it's a lot easier to go out there and hand dip that, pour that water out in your grass and let it dry up normally.
Representatives of homeowner and neighborhood associations are asked to make an appointment with the Public Works Office. Individual residents can get them weekdays during regular business hours at the Parks and Recreation Office or the Municipal Service Center. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 77 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. We'll have more news at 6 after, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farm or ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25-plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999. Norman G. Tractor. It just keeps getting better. For a limited time only, get lower prices and larger cash rebates with zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. Check out the new Kubota MX5100F 52-horsepower tractor with a Kubota front-end loader, only $20,299. Get a $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $19,299 or monthly payments of only $259 with 10% 0% down payment, zero down payment financing, 60 months interest-free, top dollar for your trade-ins, free delivery, plus the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. That's why Norman G. Tractor is known as the place to buy all of your Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. Norman G. Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, Norman G., Texas. See us at normangtractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor. Nobody.
Before the first Texas A&M home game Saturday, come meet the original Junction Boys from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Montelongo's Fine Jewelry. Meet them, shake hands, get autographs, and talk Aggie football with the very men that had the spirit and grit to play ball for legendary coach Bear Bryant at Texas A&M. While you're there, make sure to check out the new additions to their line of Aggie game day jewelry, Collegiate Jewel, available exclusively at Montelongo's. This line of Aggie jewelry is made in beautiful sterling silver, spirited maroon enameling, and semi-precious gemstones. You can view all of the pieces of jewelry at their showroom, 401 University Drive East, or view the collection online at Montelongos.com. And don't forget to like Montelongos on Facebook. Mark your calendars for the first Texas A&M home game Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Montelongos Fine Jewelry to meet the Junction Boys. This is a day from history and a day to remember heroic Aggies and the spirit of success at Montelongos Fine Jewelry, located at 401 University Drive.
7:38, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Valley Recycling. Think globally, act locally with Brazos Valley Recycling. Check them out today at BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
High pressure, it's in control. It's going to help keep Hurricane Isaac off to our east. The weather across the area today, a fair amount of sunshine and hot, 95 to 100. Tonight clear, lows are going to be anywhere from 75 to 80. Partial sun on Thursday with highs around 90. Thursday night, partly cloudy, 75 to 80. Friday's going to be partly to mostly sunny, and highs on Friday will be 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Dallas Cowboys kick off the final week of NFL preseason action. I know you'll be riveted to the television.
It's the last week? How did it fly by so quickly?
I don't know. How's your preseason fantasy football
team? Oh, man, just outstanding. Yeah.
That'll be tonight. Kickoff is at 7:30. The radio show featuring Texas A&M head soccer coach G. Guerrieri is tonight on our partner station, Sports Radio 1150. And then, unless you were under a rock, you know by now that A&M Louisiana Tech will not be tomorrow night, October 13th.
That's right. So that means that we'll have a new season opener, and that'll be next Saturday. Hello!
Good morning.
It's the boss.
Well, how are you guys doing this morning? Everything's fine. Yeah. I thought I would.
Wait.
He can't hear it.
Oh, he can't hear
Turn
it?
Put it on the mono bus.
From manager.
Oh,
there
it is. Yeah. I
think you're going to get away with it. Not over here.
Area man, Mr. Ben Downs.
I almost missed it because you don't know how to work the control board after 58 years in there.
I do. It's just they come in and unpush buttons, but that's fine.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, good. We found someone else we can blame. Thank goodness my job here is done.
Yeah. You think we could do better if I had an engineer, huh? Okay. So what are you doing? Why are we calling?
I was thinking about how best to announce the board's trip this year, and I was thinking maybe we might, I might try the Mr. Announcer voice, the thing. Friday, the 7th, Bortzorama returns. But I don't. That just doesn't. It
ends up sounding like a wrestling match.
I know it does.
Yeah, and that's, if you go and too that's over the top.
Wrong. So we were trying to figure out exactly how we wanted to do this. This is the last one, right?
Yep, I mean, think so.
Bortz is retiring in January, and we have the Bortz visit that we have a little reception. He comes to a game every year, and this year he and Coach Goff decided they wanted to come to Florida. Mm-hmm. Yay. Mm-hmm. And So I don't think that one's going to get moved because there's nothing forming outside of Cuba right now except a line of reporters.
Yep.
And I'm thinking that it might be time for us to have either the Bortz Kiss Off Tour 2012 or Bortzorama, and I just don't know which I like best.
Well, we've already had Bortzorama, haven't we?
Well, I know we had Bortzapalooza.
I think we've had Bortzorama.
How about Bortz? I've had enough.
Or now we're over Bortz.
Oh yeah, there we go.
Ooh, wait a second.
Oh, yeah, over, that's not bad.
Over Bortz.
Yeah. Over Bortz.
Yeah. We're going over Bortz.
I don't know. Yeah. How do you... Well, it's a struggle. The struggle is ongoing. Very good, Cat, though. That brought us to a stop. Anyway, tomorrow we're going to announce how you can get tickets to come to the very private VIP reception with Neil Bortz for the last time through Bryan College Station as a famous radio star.
Yes.
And there'll be the Friday before the Florida game. It'll be the 7th, and it'll be like from 6 until 7:30 or something like that. And with any luck, we'll have a special guest appearance of the Neil Bortz studio chair, which I think is supposed to arrive any day now.
Oh, really? The the chair that we bought.
I've been I've been asked, what is the destiny of the chair?
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
See, those our listeners in the audience don't realize that all you guys stand up.
Mm-hmm.
And all the control rooms are stand up, so you don't get a chance to
I'm standing up now. Yeah.
And Scott stand. Oh, never mind.
Oh, wait, you are.
Very humorous.
The old ones never get old, do they?
Anyway,
and so I don't know what we're going to do. It doesn't match the stuff in the conference room, and, you know, it's. I don't know that I want to put it in my office. I mean, it's got rollers on it.
Yeah.
And so I don't know what to do. No. I don't know, but I think it's got. We might put it in the newsroom. Just so that people can look at it when they come in.
Oh, okay.
I think you should put it next to the desk that nobody uses.
Which one? Where's that?
There's like a sign on it that says, it's like an old picture that says Odyssey and a bunch of papers. But as far as I know, I've never seen anything move on this desk.
Yeah.
There's like a Cubs cup.
The one in the newsroom?
Yeah, the one on the left, right as you walk in. I think you make it a reward chair. If somebody's done a really good job on something, you let them sit in the chair.
We could put it right next to the corner where we make them put their nose.
Absolutely. they can make fun of the people in the corner.
I begin to see a possibility here.
The beatings will continue until morale improves.
Yeah. But anyway, the 7th, wanted to announce to everybody the last tour of the great one, Neil Bortz, coming through Bryan College Station for his annual football game and visitation. And we will be talking about it tomorrow and tell you how you can get your tickets to this fabulous once-in-a-lifetime event.
This annual once-in-a-lifetime event.
Yeah, I know. Our semi-annual once-in-a-lifetime sales
event.
That's
it. All right. Thank you, Mr. Downs.
Like a going-out-of-business sale.
Well, you know, he's referencing, actually, that's kind of inside. We were referencing an email he got yesterday of copy lines that you hear in commercials.
Very nice.
This once-in-a-lifetime annual event.
Yes.
Annual All right, here we go. Let's see. First, it was wedding and baby registers, okay? And not that it's now it's a student's gift registry. The Container Store, Bed Bath & Beyond, and online retailers with names like dormsmart.com and dormco.com, encouraging college students to register so they can clue in their relatives on what they need as they go off to school. I mean, really? So that grandma and grandpa can help out to buy sheets and backpacks and laptops. And
so it's almost like a bridal registry.
Yeah, exactly. Not a bridal, not a baby. It's a student registry. Students or parents can go online to select the desired items or go into the store and walk through the aisles with a scanner to physically choose what they want.
And this is where?
Well, it's out there and available right now.
But at what store?
Well, it says here Bed Bath & Beyond and the Container Store. One of those we have here.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are companies online like dormco.com and dormsmart.com.
You know, like a good time to go back to college.
Well,
sure.
But you got to be careful. I mean, you go to Bed Bath & Beyond and all of a sudden they're wondering why you're scanning all of those 16-ounce mugs.
Yeah. but also, I mean, do you ever think that a foot massager could cost that much?
Yeah, really.
But I want some 2,700-count sheets, too, because they've got those there, which would be really, really good. All right, police in Prescott, Arizona, looking for a suspect who allegedly tried to pass $100 counterfeit bills, two separate stores. First man tried to use one to buy $9 worth of items at the Goodwill store.
Oh.
Cashier believed.
Aim higher, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
Cashier believed the bill was a fake and told him so. Cashier called police and a man left before they arrived. What, he hid behind a box and left? What? I mean, come on. Half hour later, man allegedly tried to buy chips and dip, but the cashier needed to show the bill to the manager, who again identified it as a fake.
So this is the same store?
No, different store, same guy, apparently.
I haven't bought a lot of chips and dip at Goodwill.
No.
Or for $100.
Yeah. Again, the man left before police arrived. Witnesses say the bills were a little softer than your standard bill.
Mm.
And so that was one of the things that that made them think that it was not standard currency.
Yeah, that picture of Red Fox didn't throw them off.
No, actually, what it was is a picture of Abraham Lincoln.
Very owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Searching for a laid-back evening with comfortable seating and the opportunity for quiet conversation? Downtown Uncorked and Historic Downtown Bryan is the solution to the chaotic bar scene or formal restaurant. Over 100 bottles of wine, 20 domestic and craft beers, pizzas, appetizers, and desserts are on the menu. Check Facebook for daily specials and upcoming events such as Pinterest Tuesdays, Women Gone Wine Wednesdays, and Canvas and Cabs. Downtown Uncorked. Life's fast. Uncork. Sip slow.
When you buy a certified pre-owned BMW, there's only one thing you want to do. Drive it. That's why BMW offers an up to 6-year, 100,000-mile protection plan. It covers the engine, the transmission, the anti-lock brakes, and lots more. So there's no worrying, just driving. Hurry in for exceptional offers through BMW Financial Services. New or certified pre-owned, we only make one thing. The ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Here's a question most parents struggle to answer. Is it quality or quantity time that our kids truly need? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. As parents, we love our children and want to give them our very best. And we all know that the answer to the quality versus quantity question is actually both, which leaves us asking, how can we find more time for our kids? For most of us, our schedules are already pushed to the limit, so additional time isn't an option. But here's good news. There are more opportunities throughout the day than most of us realize that can be turned into connection points. For example, whenever I'm driving my boys to various activities or to school, I make it a point to turn off the radio. This unstructured time is perfect for conversation. We just need to do it. Another good place to talk is mealtime. Family dinners are a wonderful time to connect with one another. So look for ways to make mealtime conversation where your children feel listened to, cherished, and valued. Also, when your kids talk, no matter what it's about, listen. You can certainly give direction, but be careful to recognize how crucial it is for your kids to feel they have a voice. Give them space to share openly and honestly about their thoughts and feelings. We're all busy, and that's why it's important for us to make every day count with our kids, because there's so few of them. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
This is my dad's Mercedes C-Class. And it'll one day be my graduation present. I'll act surprised.
Of all the things you hand down to your children, very few will be of the quality of a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Because every one of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to ensure it meets the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And considering we invented the automobile, those standards are indeed high.
2,587 days, and she's all mine.
Plus, every one comes with a warranty and roadside assistance for up to 5 years and 100,000 total miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius satellite radio. Come in for exceptional financing on our certified pre-owned vehicles today. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned. It's a trip that everyone...
Oh, Dad, you shouldn't have.
...can get excited about.
See dealer or call 1-800-F4-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned, limited warranty, and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations.
751 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy with a look at sports, brought to you by Awards and More, providing you with the best in customized marketing solutions to promote your business. Texas A&M and Louisiana Tech have decided to postpone tomorrow night's season opener for both teams in Shreveport because of Hurricane Isaac's forecast path through Louisiana. The game has been rescheduled until October 13th, which had been an open date for both teams. That means senior wide receiver Ryan Swope will have to wait for the offense to show off some of its new moves.
It's exciting just from an offensive player, how fast we really move, how we can wear defenses down and score a bunch of points. I feel like we've got so many weapons on the field. Christian Michael, Trey Williams, Easy Watch Q. There's so many guys in the field that can make plays. And with this offense, how fast we go, it's hard to adjust and make those adjustments on the field. So it's important that we just execute and practice hard and work on that speed.
Louisiana Tech Athletic Director Bruce Vandeveld says university officials are concerned about the safety of athletes and fans. Officials say the kickoff time will be determined at a later date. Tickets and parking permits already purchased will be honored, but there will be no refunds. Tech now opens September 8th at Houston, while A&M opens September 8th at home against number 23, Florida. That's bad news for the Aggies for a couple of reasons. Number one, they'll start the season with an SEC opponent. And two, A&M will play 12 straight weeks of football starting a week from Saturday. One will start, both will play, and when the season opener is over, number 23 Florida probably will decide between the two. Offensive coordinator Brent Peace says he's not sure the team's two-quarterback system is sustainable beyond Saturday's opener against Bowling Green, meaning the Gators likely will choose between Jacoby Brissett and Jeff Driscoll before they come to Kyle Field on September 8th to take on the Aggies in the SEC opener. The sophomores have battled for the starting jobs in spring practice. Mississippi State has disassociated itself from an athletics booster because of impermissible contact with a prospective student athlete. The booster's name was redacted from documents provided by the university after a Freedom of Information Act request. Mississippi State announced last week that it's cooperating with the NCAA because of a potential recruiting irregularity. Mississippi State says in the documents that it's asked the disassociated booster to interview with the NCAA, but the booster has declined. The A&M men's basketball team has finalized its schedule for the 2012-2013 season. Not a lot of high-profile opponents on the non-conference side, certainly not coming to Reed Arena. The Aggies start the regular season Friday, November 9th, ironically, against Louisiana Tech. Other teams coming to Reed include Troy, Prairie View A&M, Northwestern State, Stephen F. Austin, A&M Corpus Christi, Army, Southern, Houston Baptist, that's the home non-conference schedule. A&M goes on the road against St. Louis and either Kansas or Washington State. Those games will be played in Kansas City. Only two other road trips in the non-conference for the Aggies, one to the University of Houston, the other to the University of Oklahoma. SEC play starts January 8th against Arkansas. You can hear from A&M head soccer coach G. Guerrieri tonight on the radio. The Aggie Soccer Hour is tonight from 7 until 8 on our partner station, Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. Coach G will talk with the other Aggie football live from Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road. High school volleyball, good crowd, good atmosphere last night as the Bryan Lady Vikings hosted the Rutter Rangers. Bryan lost game one but bounced back to take the next three and beat Rutter in four games. It's only the second time the two schools have met in volleyball. The Rangers beat the Vikings in five games last season. A&M Consolidated Lady Tigers had no problems with Tomball Concordia Lutheran. Consol won easily in three games Tuesday night. Wasn't such a good outing for the College Station Cougars. The Cougars had their hands full in Burton Tuesday with a pair of top 10 Class A programs. College Station lost matches to the fifth-ranked Burton Panthers and the fourth-ranked Iola Bulldogs in three games each. Pinch hitter Hector Sanchez connected on the go-ahead RBI single in the ninth inning in the San Francisco Giants rally for a 3-2 win over the Astros Tuesday night. Yu Darvish struck out 10 over 7 innings for the Texas Rangers to win a 1-0 pitcher's duel against James Shields and the Tampa Bay Rays Tuesday night. Ian Kinsler's home run, a solo home run, was enough to give Texas the win.
Kind of wanted to be a little more patient tonight, and through three innings it wasn't working very well. We didn't have any hits, but I was able to get a fastball there and hit it over, and pitchers really did the rest.
The person with knowledge of the decision says the 2014 MLB All-Star Game will be played at Target Field in Minneapolis. The Twins have scheduled a news conference for this afternoon to make an unspecified major announcement which opened about an event coming to Target Field, which opened in 2010. Minnesota last hosted the All-Star Game in 1985 at the Metrodome. NFL preseason enters its final week starting tonight. The Dallas Cowboys host the Miami Dolphins. Kickoff is at 7:30, and quarterback Tony Romo says the team is ready for the regular season.
As a leader of this football team, and as a guy who goes out here and sees it, you can just watch it. The grind that goes into day in, day out, and the competition that they take with it. It's really, really exciting, and that's what gets me going when I stand over here and just watch these guys. It's a really great thing.
Houston Texans wrap up their preseason schedule tomorrow against the Minnesota Vikings. And Lance Armstrong's reputation may be in tatters, but in the eyes of corporate and individual donors, his charity is still unblemished. Armstrong announced last week he would no longer fight the doping allegations that have dogged him for years. He was subsequently stripped of his record of 7 Tour de France titles and banned from professional cycling. But in the days following the announcement, the Lance Armstrong Foundation was showered with donations and pledges of continued support for its mission of promoting cancer awareness and research. The same day Armstrong was banned, the number of donations to his foundation nearly doubled to almost $61,000 from just over $32,000 the day before. It's 7:57, sports brought to you by Awards and More. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards and More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees. Or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards and More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs t-shirts, Awards and More will custom design the perfect t-shirt for you. Remember, everybody needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call 696-3886 today.
Hi, I'm Frank Verisco, market president for American Momentum Bank. It's time that you got your money moving forward. It's time you got momentum. One of the ways that American Momentum Bank is moving faster is with remote deposit. Now you can bank from the comfort of your home or office without the hassle of dealing with traffic. With remote deposit from American Momentum Bank, all you need is a scanner, a computer, and an internet connection. Simply scan your checks and deposit them directly to your American Momentum account, day or night, any hour, even weekends, so your money is in your account and ready to use faster. That's what it's like to have momentum on your side. And American Momentum Bank offers a full line of banking services for both your personal and business banking needs. American Momentum Bank's leadership lives and works here too. That means local leadership, local bankers, and local service. Move forward now at AmericanMomentumBank.com or call 774-1111. That's 774-1111. American Momentum Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
There's a really big sale at Half Price Books this Labor Day weekend.
20% off everything in the store.
Everything you can haul to the counter, 20% off.
Store-wide, extra 20% off everything sale Thursday through Monday at Half Price Books.
20% off, yeah.
Right now at Batteries Plus.
Top batteries. Batteries Plus, the replacement place.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway at morefeed.com. High today about 97 degrees. Low temperature tonight around 76. 20% chance of rain starting tomorrow. 79 now. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. It hit last night. And it's still hitting, and Isaac's still a hurricane. Nailing Louisiana hard, flooding an area outside New Orleans, where Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso is live.
Just south of us in Plaquemines Parish, a levee has been overtopped, and homes there are now under up to 10 feet of water.
We have had some calls from 911. From residents that are stranded in their homes.
Stranded after choosing to stay in evacuation zones. Sheriff Terry Rutherford trying to get to those people now, but Hurricane Isaac still producing 80-mile-per-hour winds and torrential rains that'll last hours and hours. 465,000 without power along the Gulf and coastal roadways like U.S. 90 in Mississippi also underwater. David, feels worse than a Cat 1 hurricane here.
Now, Jeff, the storm is big, stretching to Mississippi and Alabama. Moving slowly inland and full of rain.
7 to 14 inches with possible isolated maximum amounts of 20 inches.
Jessica Schauer, the National Hurricane Center. He's presumptive no more. Mitt Romney gets the Republican nomination. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper at the convention live in Tampa.
Ann Romney talks about her husband's softer side, saying she and Mitt don't have a storybook marriage and he was not handed success.
You can trust Mitt.
Chris Christie, the keynote speaker, knocks Democrats for the economy and not telling the truth, then offers this.
If you're willing to stand up with me for America's future, I will stand up with you. If you're willing to fight with me for Mitt Romney, I will fight with you.
Up tonight, former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, followed by VP nominee Paul Ryan. Dave?
Jennifer, President Obama keeps saying that Mitt Romney wants the middle class to pay for tax cuts for the rich. He'll campaign in Virginia. The economy's weak growth last quarter was a bit stronger than first estimated, the government revising GDP growth higher from 1.5 to 1.7%. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-1649. 1-888-535-1649. That's 1-888-535-1649. 1-888-535-1649.
Are Fed actions about to gut your savings and retirement accounts? Is global debt about to turn your retirement dollars into worthless pieces of paper? Find out now by requesting a free copy of the New York Times bestseller, The Day After the Dollar Crashes, by Damon Vickers. See why some of Wall Street's top analysts are predicting a mad rush into tangible assets like gold and silver. Since the last debt crisis, gold has doubled, silver has tripled, and Citibank predicted another 30% rise in the gold price up to $2,400 an ounce. Is this the beginning of the end of the dollar? Is gold about to explode again? How are you going to survive if global debt turns your retirement dollars into worthless pieces of paper? Get prepared now. Call Lear Capital at 1-800-803-4073 for your free gold investor guide. Be one of the first 50 callers and you'll also receive a free copy of the New York Times bestseller, The Day After the Dollar Crashes. Call 1-800-803-4073 for your free gold guide and free book. That's 800-803-4073. 1-800-803-4073.
Hey, Jen, what's that on your Subway sub?
It's yummy avocado. A superfood.
Superfood? Will it give me laser vision?
Will it give me super strength?
Ooh, will I be able to fly?
Ooh, I want to fly.
I want to fly.
I want some.
Listen, it's super good and it's super mine.
Super possessive.
Super uncalled for.
Super stingy.
Get your own turkey with avocado at Subway. Tender turkey with avocado and spinach. Or add avocado to your favorite sub. It's avocado season only at Subway.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. See nutritional information at Subway.com.
Head to Subway and try the Black Forest ham, egg, and cheese with spinach. Featured $5 footlong of August. It's a fresh spin on a Subway favorite. Now with spinach, the super good superfood. Plus, it's available all day. This August only, the Black Forest ham, egg, and cheese with spinach joins our many $5 footlongs, like the BLT and Veggie Delight. Subway, eat fresh.
Plus applicable tax prices and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Additional charge for extras. See nutritional information at Subway.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A bicycler was struck near the intersection of Texas Avenue and New Main last night in a hit and run that is still being investigated. It appears that the man was riding his bicycle across the crosswalk on New Main when he was struck by a passing vehicle whose occupant did not stop to render aid or leave any identification. The victim was taken to the hospital with incapacitating injuries. From information gathered at the scene, it's possible that the vehicle was a Ford SUV, possibly white, and investigators believe the front center of the vehicle will be damaged. The Bryan City Council at last Tuesday night's meeting unanimously supported changing the name of a local park. WTAW's Bill Oliver has that story.
San Jacinto Park is the site of Bryan Tabara Elementary School, where students of Hispanic descent attended from 1935 through 49. The council supported changing the name to Ibarra Park, honoring the pastor of the First Hispanic Church in Bryan, which this year celebrates its 90th anniversary.
As the person who researched and wrote the history of Ibarra Elementary School that was approved for historical plaque to be placed at the site where the school was built, now named San Jacinto Park, I feel that it would be a fitting tribute to rename this park Ibarra Park. It would be a fitting tribute to Reverend Guillermo Ibarra's memory and the students who lived the history.
Betty Martinez, among four speakers supporting the name change. You can read more about Reverend Ibarra and the former elementary school that bore his name on our website at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Electrical contractors and College Station Utilities employees working at a substation behind Gander Mountain Tuesday morning encountered a new problem.
A piece of equipment that it was scheduled to be removed and replaced with the work we're doing out there failed. And actually, some of the contractors caught it on video on their phone.
Interim Director of Electric Utilities Timothy Crabb says 1,300 customers were without power for 30 minutes and another 400 had an outage lasting 50 minutes. The affected area was along the freeway from the Emerald Parkway exit to the North City limits. And a Bryan man is in the Brazos County Jail for the second time in 4 days, accused of damaging a room. Monday morning, it was two rooms at the Best Western Motel. Officer John Agnew says motel management called police following complaints from other guests.
The subject requested to change rooms and was acting strange and a lot of things that made the staff very uneasy to the loud music, strange noises, sound like it was destroying furniture, things like that. So eventually, after this guy kind of barricaded himself in there, they were able to make entry to find him in there, and he's obviously in some state of crisis of some sort or maybe possibly on some type of narcotic.
21-year-old Austin Cobb was free on bond after his arrest for pulling out a phone in an isolation cell of the College Station jail last Thursday. County jail records show Cobb was arrested six other times since last December by various agencies. A police photo of what Agnew calls the motel mess is on our website at WTAW.com. Brazos County Commissioners hold the first of two public hearings on next year's budget Friday afternoon. County Judge Dwayne Peters says there is money to renovate the fourth floor of the courthouse.
Fourth phase is to put the three district courts on the fourth floor and then make some room available to do some other things on the second floor. It's something we've needed to do for a long time, and a good while that there wasn't a lot of money spent on trying to maintain and improve the courthouses.
The county's effective tax rate will increase by almost 2%. A copy of the proposed budget is on our website at WTAW.com. The city of Bryan's offering mosquito dunks and plunks to assist with the control of mosquito populations. Cody Cravat at the Public Works Office says they'll be available as long as the health department reports there are mosquitoes with the West Nile virus.
The dunk and the plunk each work for 30 days. They have a lifespan of 30 days in a treated vessel of water or a ponded water.
Okay.
And we want to be sure that we get the message out that these are made for ponded or stagnant water, not running water.
Individual residents can get mosquito plunks by going to the Municipal Service Center or the Parks and Recreation Office weekdays during regular business hours. Representatives of homeowner and neighborhood associations are asked to make an appointment with the Public Works Office. WTAW News Time is 8:09 at 78 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Mary Maids. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You work long, hard hours, and it's difficult to find time to clean up around the house. Relax, because with Mary Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Mary Maids home. Your entire house is spotless and you didn't even lift a finger. Mary Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 4 years. Call Mary Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Mary Maids. Relax. It's done.
Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929. 775-2WAY.
We continue to keep a very close watch on Isaac off to our east. It's over coastal Louisiana. It's expected to remain out there. For us, partial sun, hot today, 95 to 100. Generally clear tonight, just a few high clouds around. Lows overnight, 75 to 80. Partial sun, 90 to 95 for tomorrow. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75 to 80. During Friday, it's going to be partly to mostly sunny and 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
79 right here, and it's 79 in Tampa, Florida. That's where Bill Flores is. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Doing great. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. I'm sorry I got to get you outside of the Tampa Tribune Center, but cell connections are tough out there, and I'm sure there are a lot of people talking this morning. So kind of give me your opinion. Obviously, this is your first time to be at a national convention as a member of Congress, so tell me how that's been for you.
Well, it's been great. There's a lot of energy here. The speakers yesterday I thought were good, particularly Governor Christie from New Jersey and Ann Romney, I think, did a wonderful job. Of course, Ted Cruz got to speak yesterday as our Republican nominee for Senate from Texas. And then last night was sort of Governor's Night. We had several governors that spoke and talked about job creation in their states. And the focus of last night was about they called it the We Build It Night. And sort of contravention to the president's comment that you didn't build that. So we talked about jobs, economy, and about how to take care of small businesses and job creation.
Now, as a member of Congress, how do you function at this national convention?
Well, I really have no official role. The rules in Texas do not allow elected members of Congress to be delegates, and so we really don't have any votes. But we do have a heavy schedule of meetings to have with folks. We just had a breakfast with the delegates from Congressional District 17 this morning so that we could get their feedback on the convention so far. But really, I have no official role. I'm really just here to carry the banner, if you will.
So Bill Flores joining us from Tampa this morning where the Republicans are in national convention. So, okay, there's supposed to be this mystery individual who's going to be speaking on Thursday night. You want to give us a guess on who that is, or maybe you have that information you can share?
Well, I don't have the information at this point, so but if maybe when we talk in the future, I'll have it.
Okay. Well, you don't want to tip your hand. I understand. One thing we do need to mention, and that is the three-judge federal panel unanimously decided that we needed to overturn the redistricting map that had been drawn by the Texas legislature. Your thoughts there?
Well, yes. I mean, just in a nutshell, they found that the map that the Texas legislature drew did not comply with the Voting Rights Act. And as a result, they've declared it invalid. Now, that does not declare the court-drawn maps invalid. So Attorney General Abbott is here this morning. He's actually speaking to the Texas delegation. And I believe what he's going to say is to confirm what he put in a press release yesterday, and that is he intends to take this to the Supreme Court.
And you presume the court will decide to hear that?
I think they will. I mean, the matters of law, I think, here are still unsettled, and I believe that it's appropriate for the Supreme Court to take a look at it.
All right. Bill Flores joining us this morning from Tampa. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the appreciate you going outside to be able to talk to us, and looking forward to talking to you again soon, Bill.
Looking forward to talking to you, Scott. I'd ask our listeners to pray for the folks affected by Isaac, as well as for our country, our military, and our first responders.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 800-98-STEEL. That's 800-987-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 800-98-STEEL today.
815 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Chuck Condrilla joins us this morning. Mayor Byinsky not available. How are you today, Chuck?
Very well. Good morning, Scott.
Let's talk about last night's council meeting. Of course, you renamed San Jacinto Park for an individual who's well-known in the community.
Yeah, Reverend Ybata is one of the first, is the first Baptist church in Bryan, Texas. And there was actually a school on that site named after Reverend, but that school's been gone a long time. It's kind of fitting then, I think, the park continued to carry his name.
Sure. No, really not much activity last night except y'all are continuing to work with the budget, and I know you're pretty happy about the way that's turning out right now.
Yeah, it was the first time we saw the rate go down in 12 years on the tax rate, and I think that's very important. It's not that it went down a great amount. I'm not carrying a banner about that. But I'm very excited that during a tough economic time with sales tax revenue down, with property tax valuations down, therefore that income down, and everything working against us, not to mention I, as a new councilman in the summer of 2010 during our council retreat, we were $2 million in the red. Here it is, 2012. Now we're sitting down adopting a new budget where we're actually lowering the tax rate with all of those things working against us.
Not having a new council member right there to try to have to get ramped up into the process has probably made it go a little smoother, too.
Well, you know, those new council members, I tell you, they're always slow to the learning. And
asking stupid questions, yeah.
That's what I heard 2 years ago. I quit listening to the mayor, though, so I don't care.
I know you can't go into any specifics, but last night you went back into executive session after your public. That's kind of an unusual thing.
Yeah, you know, Kentucky got Gillespie to come over there without a contract, and so we thought we'd bring Keene up and talk a little bit more about what the contract might look like for him as our city manager without the interim in front of it.
Okay. Well, you know, you need to get that worked out, certainly. Now, also, you were in executive session before the meeting, I think, about the Turkey Creek resolution. Can you explain that to us a little bit?
Not without violating Turkey Creek. Without violating executive session rules.
Oh, okay, all right. But, now, you've sold some land also, I think, for another Traditions development. Can you give us some background
on that? Yeah, that land was sold. It wasn't traded. There wasn't a deal. There wasn't you do this, we'll do that. It was just money for land, and that was great. There's some things going on out there and figuring out how that footprint's going to look so we can have some well sites and still usable land, some land that was kind of landlocked, not very usable. And when I say landlocked, maybe there was rights of way, but it would require building infrastructure to cross creeks or drainage ways, that sort of thing. Working with the Traditions folks, we were able to work out a deal that we could sell a piece of land that was needed for a well site, and then there's now land that otherwise wasn't really usable, now can be used well.
Okay, all right. And is there anything new that you can tell us now on the development of 2818 in West Villa Maria where the new Walmart's going to be, because you're going to do some tax abatements for them? Is there any move or anything else you can tell us about?
Sure, there's actually not a tax abatement for Walmart. There's
no, it's for the developer.
Yeah,
right. Yeah,
that's right. And that's moving along. I believe we're still talking about what that store is going to look like. Of course, we and Brian don't want a giant tan box or a blue box. We want something that looks a little bit more maybe like what the Georgetown Walmart looks like. And our zoning and code of ordinances that are newly adopted, actually not even officially adopted yet, the developer agreed to work with those. Walmart wants to not, you know, of course, Walmart's Walmart. They're going to try to do what they can do and potentially spend as little as possible. So we're going to be, our planning folks will meet with them in 2 weeks here in Bryan and try to hash out what that store's going to actually look like. And then let's get going. Let's get the shovels out and start building that thing.
Chuck Condrilla with us this morning. And also within the Walmart arena, your comments since I think we found out that they're going to put a grocery store in what would be considered the Old Town Shire Center.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to be more of what they call a Walmart neighborhood market. And it's kind of the opposite of what maybe we grew up with Walmart, where you had everything except groceries. Well, the neighborhood market has a lot of groceries. They don't have the other things, the dry goods. You won't be able to buy your shotgun shells and can't get your tires balanced and rotated on your car there.
Right. Well, I mean, and there was certainly a gap in Texas Avenue from where the HEB is to go up to the, basically Hispanic-centered market at Coulter in Texas. And then really you'd have to go way on up into Bryan to find a store. So having a grocery store there will certainly help out.
I think so. I think they're probably looking at it strategically, too. Obviously, Walmart and HEB are looking for those Bryan dollars to be spent. Plenty of reasons for them to be spent in Bryan, and I think that's what Walmart is looking at. There's a big enough niche there that they can fill.
Yep. I want to get your opinion on something, which is, comes out of left field, because I'll do that from time to time.
No way.
you know, there's going to be some talk about what Texas A&M may do with their football stadium. And that's fine, except I realized that the Waco City Council had to kind of put in some money. Baylor came to them and asked them to help with redevelopment of a new football stadium in Waco. You, as one member of council, how would you feel about Bryan dollars being spent to help build or redesign Kyle Field?
I'm on the Convention and Visitors Bureau as well, on the executive board there, and that's something that we've been talking about. We've enlisted a group to give us an economic impact study of what not having games at Kyle Field for 1 year does for Bryan. Some folks are quick to say, well, it's just 7 days that you don't have a game, but it's not. It's an entire football season that hotel, restaurant, and people that sell goods to those things, for those things, souvenirs, shirts, that sort of thing, retail, they'll all take a huge hit if that happens. So there's hotel motel tax dollars there, and there's hotel motel tax dollars that you can easily forecast based on the assets that you have and what that money each year looks like. And if we're going to be giving money, I think, toward helping A&M with what might be a more expensive route but keeping the games here, I think the hotel motel tax monies now or in the future is where that money should come from. I don't think general fund or any other money should be pulled for that.
I want to say that Waco came up with an amount that was about 13 to 14% of what the total stadium is going to be in Waco. Is that a number that you would be comfortable with?
No. You know, tarps are expensive, and so I could see how Waco would need to come up with a lot of money. I think A&M with seats that are filled every year with people that are proud to watch the game may not need to have quite the may not need to suck quite as much of the taxpayer money down with it.
Do you see that that's a possibility, that the cities may need to chip in on this project?
I think hotel motel tax money could be looked at for that. Yeah, okay. I think that's a possibility.
Got it. Okay, well, what do you got for me today?
Oh, lots of things. How much time you got? Texas Reds. You know I was going to mention that October 12th and 13th. Yeah. On Friday night, we've got the Texas Tornadoes, and then Johnny Lee and Roger Craiger Saturday night. We need vendors, sponsors, volunteers. If you can go to the TexasReds.com website, we'd love to have you do any of those things, vendors, sponsors, volunteers. Of course, the Hurricane Isaac now has rescheduled the game. Who'd have thunk it? On the weekend of Texas Reds.
So oh, yeah.
We have very good reports that the roads are going to be completely terrible that weekend going to Louisiana, that the weather will be awful in Louisiana, and that your best place to watch the game is at the Game Watching Center at Texas Reds.
There you go.
With some good steak and some good wine
yeah.
and good friends and folks around. Brian continues to grow, which is excellent. As we expand our tax base, we can do things like, I don't know, lower the taxes.
Yeah, as you mentioned. Yeah.
Scott and White at Boonville and Highway 6 is on the way. As you mentioned, the two Walmart entities coming in. The biomedical corridor continues to grow. Some good news about the Bryan Animal Center, our euthanasia rate, even with the peak of the what we call the high litter months in May, is at 48% and declining. So as those high litter, as we get those animals adopted and as those animals are euthanized that potentially maybe meet criteria for that, whether they're sick or not or distempered, that sort of thing, 48% euthanasia rate. So we're pretty proud of that. That's even at its highest point, that's a lower number. It's also looking like that center is about $30,000 under budget, but we'll see when we get the official numbers there. I'd ask people to also remember the families of those involved in our local shooting. It's easy for things to happen so fast in this community that we forget. Continue to pray for Brian Brockman's family as well as Chris Norcliffe's family. Barbara Holdsworth is continuing to recover, as with Justin Elke, who was shot. And let's keep all those folks in our prayers. And all those affected by Hurricane Isaac. And I know it seems funny to even think about affected by Hurricane Isaac and Bryan College Station, but there's a lot of your local friends and neighbors who have businesses here that now have a game that they were counting on Texas Reds that now will have to compete for another game in Louisiana, which is 4 hours away. Again, terrible weather, terrible road conditions that day in Louisiana. But, you know, keep everyone in your prayers.
Sure.
If we can operate our businesses and run our lives well and do so in a way that Bryan and College Station continues to prosper and be a great place to be.
There you go. That's Chuck Condler from the City Council of Bryan. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Scott.
You bet. 824, News Talk 1620.
Economic activity looking a little less bad. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The economy slowed in the spring, but not quite as much as first thought. The government revised its initial second quarter estimate of gross domestic product growth upward by 0.2 percentage point. It's now estimated the GDP grew at a 1.7% annual rate from April through June. A 1-2 punch of higher ingredient costs and low consumer confidence presents a challenge for restaurant chains. Companies fear they will lose customers if they raise prices and see smaller profits if they don't. It's especially difficult for fast food chains that operate on tight margins. More expensive restaurants have more leeway because they can adjust portion sizes. Campbell Soup and Target have a new marketing arrangement, special limited edition cans of Campbell tomato soup with labels that resemble Andy Warhol paintings will go on sale at Target stores on Sunday. Stock market futures a little bit higher ahead of the midweek session on Wall Street. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
IBM System X, x86 servers, and a mid-sized company.
One company makes these, and another these. Different companies with one thing in common. IBM System X, x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
Does your business thrive by serving other businesses? Would you like a healthy, steady flow of B2B leads that are customized to grow sales? Hoovers has developed a best-in-class lead generation tool that makes it easy for you to find targeted leads for your business. You'll be amazed at how easy it is to get the right leads fast. Try it today for free. Get 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial. Just call 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011.
Hello, Brazos Valley. Kyle Smith with Auto and Home Mobility here. We understand the importance of having dependable equipment. We don't want you broke down in a parking lot in 100-degree weather. You won't like it. We won't like it. We sell different brands of wheelchair and scooter lifts, but we recommend Bruno. Why? Well, it's made with American steel, cut, punched, welded, and assembled in Wisconsin, USA. Folks, it's the only wheelchair lift I would recommend for my parents because I want them to have the best peace of mind. Come by and see our shop on Highway 21 or call us at 979-989-2005.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 827. Just got my truck back yesterday from Classic Collision Restoration, where they were doing work on the inside of the truck. Yep, needed to get some upholstery work done. They do upholstery work at Classic Collision Restoration. It's Thomas Upholstery that's right there behind the main building. So whether you maybe need to get a headliner replaced, they can do that for you. We think of cars and trucks and vans immediately, but whether it's a boat, RV, something else that you need some upholstery work done, then they can do that as well. Maybe you've decided that you want to convert the inside of your vehicle to leather. If you'd like to do that, then they can do that over at Classic Collision and Restoration. So they can now put in new carpet, do that too. They can now can do the same thing with the same type of quality that you've come to expect from Classic Collision and Restoration. And, of course, the outside work too. If you need to get your vehicle fixed after it's been in an accident, they'll help you through all that. It's just all the inconveniences that are done that you have to go through and get that taken care of. Classic Collision Restoration can help you there. Or if you're going to restore a vehicle, which would be kind of fun if you're doing that kind of thing, watch that project go along and watch the talented hands and minds at Classic Collision Restoration bring that thing of beauty back into, you know, either the way it used to be as a stock vehicle or customized. They do that work too. So now, inside or outside, it's Classic Collision and Restoration. They're located on Highway 21 West.
Why do you buy from Team Auto?
Hello, I'm Ken Walsh with Keys and Walsh Construction. We've been buying vehicles from Mike Vivaldi for almost 5 years. We recommend Mike because of his honesty, and he makes it convenient in our company.
Team Auto, home of the best price guarantee on Washington, just west of Highway 6.
With a lineup of 8 domestic product lines, Team Auto is unlike any other car buying experience.
With this kind of selection, there's no reason not to join our team. Only 11.7 miles south of high prices.
Team Auto, where relationships matter.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like First Victoria Bank, Foul Digits, and The Sleep Station. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics. News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This year, First Yell will not lack for excitement. The first midnight yell practice before the first SEC home football game in the history of Texas A&M will feature a concert in the zone at Kyle Field, Texas music, Aggie style. That's right, this concert features Texas country music star Robert Earl Keen, Aggie class of 78. Plus the homegrown music of Rick Trevino, Aggie class of 93. And the one and only Granger Smith, Aggie class of 2002. This event on Friday, September 7th begins at 8 and concludes at 11 p.m., 30 minutes before the first midnight yell practice. Tickets can be purchased from the 12th Man Foundation ticket office by visiting their website at 12thmanfoundation.com or by calling 1-888-992-4443. Don't miss Texas music, Aggie style, followed by midnight yell practice. This year promises to be the largest yell practice in the history of Texas A&M.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 80 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Investigation is ongoing for a hit and run that took place near the intersection of Texas Avenue and New Main around 10 last night. Officers believe the vehicle that struck a bicycler was a Ford SUV, possibly white, which will now have damage in its front center. The victim was transported to the hospital with incapacitating injuries. It's believed that the bicycler was riding across the crosswalk on New Main when he was struck by the passing vehicle. Anyone who might have any information about the accident is encouraged to contact the College Station Police Department at 979-764-3600. 1,700 electric customers in College Station lost power Tuesday morning, and it was caught on camera video.
They heard it starting to arc, and they looked up and started recording up to the point where they started running because it was a pretty good flash. But essentially, a switch failed and burn up. Because we had people on site, we were able to limit the outage. We were immediately able to know what was going on and to respond to that.
Interim Director of Electric Utilities Timothy Crabb says a piece of equipment failed at the electric substation behind Gander Mountain. The outage was along the freeway from the North City limits to the Emerald Parkway exit. An early Hispanic leader in Bryan will be honored in two ways. WTAW's Bill Oliver has that story.
Reverend Guillermo Ibarra established Bryan's first Hispanic church in 1922. In 1935, the Bryan School Board opened Ibarra Elementary School, which served children of Mexican descent until 1949. San Jacinto Park sits on the side of the school. At last night's city council meeting, approval was given to rename the park to honor Ibarra. Mary Gamado was among the supporters.
I attended Ibarra School my first, second, and third year, so the name change would be really, really, really appreciated by me, you know, because I never dreamt that I would be here speaking on behalf of Ibarra School.
Members of the Brazos County Historical Commission say a state historical marker will be placed at the park. It'll be the first marker in the county honoring a resident of Hispanic descent. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
For the seventh time since last December, a Bryan man is in the Brazos County Jail. The latest arrest involving 21-year-old Austin Cobb was Monday morning. Officer John Agnew says Bryan police responded to a call made by management at the Best Western Motel that Cobb had barricaded himself in his room.
The room was in quite a bit of disarray. I mean, everything just kind of turned around and papers everywhere, just thrown about the floor, damage to the carpet. And as you can see from his booking photograph as well, he had some type of, makeup or something black on his face under his eyes. So definitely what we call him in a state of crisis. We have to kind of treat those people a little bit differently and make sure that they don't harm themselves or do anything to harm us.
Online at WTAW.com is a picture of what Agnew calls the motel mess. Cobb is also accused of pulling out a phone from an isolation cell at the College Station jail last Thursday and arrests earlier this year for aggravated assault, marijuana possession, reckless driving, and public intoxication. The Brazos County Commission has recommended a budget for next year that proposes an increase in the effective tax rate of almost 2%. County Judge Dwayne Peters says that includes the first pay raise in 3 years.
We're doing a 2% COLA and then putting 1% for merit into the departments, total of 3%. We felt like, you know, that it was probably time that we needed to try to plug something in for employees.
The budget also calls for no increase in the employee share of paying for a county health insurance. Online at WTAW.com is a copy of the proposed budget. The first of two public hearings is Friday afternoon. And with more attention being placed on mosquito control to reduce the chances of humans getting West Nile virus, Bryan residents can get assistance through the city. Cody Cravat at the Public Works Office emphasizes the free mosquito plunks and dunks should be placed in large areas of standing water.
We would actually like them to be used in a substantial size, you know, a sizable amount of water. If homeowners have 5-gallon buckets or, you know, kid toys or, you know, meter boxes that are holding water, you know, it's a lot easier to go out there and hand dip that, or pour that water out in your grass and let it dry up normally.
Representatives of homeowner and neighborhood associations are asked to make appointments with the Public Works Office. Individual residents can get them weekdays during regular business hours at the Parks and Recreation Office or the Municipal Service Center. WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 81 degrees. We'll have more news at 6 after. Well, no, actually, no, we won't. Or find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
What can you do to slow down the aging process? Find out in the upcoming winter issue of Brazos Wellness magazine. Brazos Wellness is a local health and wellness publication filled exclusively with local articles from local experts. Articles about breast cancer awareness, mental health, and senior wellness are also included in this issue. To advertise in the Brazos Wellness magazine, call Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting, 695-9595. That's 695-9595.
Hey, folks, it's Suddenlink. I want to remind you, if you happen to be a fan of the movie Battleship, that's not going to be available on Redbox or Netflix, at Redbox or Netflix for another 28 days. But you know what? It was available starting yesterday if you are a Suddenlink customer. So that's one more reason you should do that. I watched Bernie the other night on video on demand. And, you know, that's just been out of the movie theaters for about 3 or 4 weeks. So that's a couple of reasons why Suddenlink is a great opportunity for you to enjoy your television more than ever before. And right now you can get the fastest internet in town for as low as $15 a month. You may not know that Bryan College Station recently received an internet speed upgrade absolutely free of charge, increasing speeds 50 to 100%. Right now, you can get the fastest internet in town for just $15 a month. And, of course, there's SL200 HD TV with free HD when you bundle. And NFL season's coming up, of course, so if you want to see the action like never before, then you can get the NFL Suddenlink package. They've got the NFL Network HD, and they've got the NFL Red Zone HD. And so you can get entire coverage of the 2012 season. There's 24/7 NFL coverage for you right there at your fingertips. So lots of reasons for you to get in touch with Suddenlink now at 1-800-915-1866. 1-800-915-1866. For Suddenlink.
Why do you buy from Team Auto?
Hello, I'm Ken Walsh with Keys and Walsh Construction. We've been buying vehicles from Mike Vivaldi for almost 5 years. We recommend Mike because of his honesty, and he makes it convenient in our company.
Team Auto, home of the best price guarantee on Washington, just west of Highway 6.
With a lineup of 8 domestic product lines, Team Auto is unlike any other car buying experience.
With this kind of selection, there's no reason not to join our team. Only 11.7 miles south of high prices.
Team Auto, where relationships matter.
Hey, Jen, what's that on your Subway sub?
It's yummy avocado. A superfood.
Superfood? Will it give me laser vision?
Will it give me super strength?
Ooh, will I be able to fly?
Ooh, I want to fly.
I want to fly. Listen, it's super good and it's super mine.
Super possessive.
Super uncalled for.
Super stingy.
Get your own turkey with avocado at Subway. Tender turkey with avocado and spinach. Or add avocado to your favorite sub. It's avocado season only at Subway.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. See nutritional information at Subway.com.
Head to Subway and try the Black Forest Ham, Egg, and Cheese with Spinach. Featured $5 footlong of August. It's a fresh spin on a Subway favorite. Now with Spinach, the super good superfood. Plus, it's available all day. This August only, the Black Forest Ham, Egg, and Cheese with Spinach joins our many $5 footlongs, like the BLT and Veggie Delight. Subway, eat fresh.
Plus applicable tax prices and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Additional charge for extras. See nutritional information at Subway.com.
8:38, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. That's Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
High pressure, it's in control. It's going to help keep Hurricane Isaac off to our east. The weather across the area today, a fair amount of sunshine and hot, 95 to 100. Tonight clear, lows are going to be anywhere from 75 to 80. Partial sun on Thursday with highs around 90. Thursday night, partly cloudy, 75 to 80. Friday's going to be partly to mostly sunny, and highs on Friday will be 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
839. All right, so, you know, we're always talking about fast food, right?
Right.
All right. When's the last time you ate slow food?
I mean, is that at home, or do you mean like crock pot, or what do you mean exactly?
Well, Michael Pollan is the author of a book called Food Rules. And he says fast food chains basically took the world by storm in the late 20th century, so now slow food is trying to make a comeback. He's the slow food movement, something we should all get on board with. The movement started in Italy and celebrates the virtues of the disappearing slow life. Hey, see, you're a single person, Kat, so you can do that. It's just me and Jackie, I could do that. Chase, you, on the other hand, probably would have a problem doing slow food.
Well, for any number of reasons.
Yeah.
Aside from the fact that, you know, in our house we have two little mouths who, when they wanted it 5 minutes ago.
Sure, sure.
And just the fact that it smacks of effort.
Yeah. I definitely wouldn't market it as slow food. Well, I would market it as like traditional dining.
Well, what they're calling it, see, the slow food is a tradition where the meal is served in a communal style. Okay. It's the opposite of fast food, and it consists of well prepared, well grown food. Now, let's think about this.
Communal style, is that supposed to be family style?
Yeah.
Like saying family is somehow offensive because, you know, someone might not have a family and therefore they would be offended or hurt.
Well, what if someone doesn't have a commune?
I'm offended. Yeah, right.
Exactly.
But have you eaten? And I mean, I can't remember the last time I did, but I've eaten at places that were family style where you ate with people who were not members of your family.
Right. I've eaten at places that were very slow.
Oh, no. Let's not go there yet.
Okay.
Let's go with this part right here. And that is, now, again, Chase, to interject your children into that situation. I mean, how would that go if you sit down at some, I think the name of the place was Po' Folks. Have you ever eaten it?
Oh, I've heard of that. I've heard of Po' Folks. I've never eaten at one, but
as a Bill Anderson had a piece of that because that was, you know, his song was called Po' Folks. And you would sit at a long table with strangers,
mm-hmm.
and they'd pass the food around.
There are barbecue places where, you know, you could do that, but but the food is not there.
Yeah.
I mean, we ate at a restaurant. It was in Vicksburg, Mississippi. This was a long time ago. That it was in an old house, basically. and you go in and you sit down and they bring you bowls of food and you pass it around the table.
Yep. It sounds a lot kind of like the bed and breakfast experience.
Well, you see, now that's...
You have to equate it to something. You know what I mean, though?
But you know what? You know what you're getting into there. If you just pull up to a restaurant and you're not sure what's going on. And where's this guy's restaurant again?
Well, no, this guy wrote a book.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well, the idea, first of all, because I found this out about myself, and I don't want to paint with such a broad brush that I think everybody is like me, but...
Thank God.
But I... Well,
aww. Yeah.
Hey, he hasn't left yet, Scott.
Well, yeah. No, he's getting his shot. He's getting his shots in now.
Yeah.
So,
oh,
okay. Lest I am not here to defend myself.
Yeah, right. Okay. So people
no,
aren't like you.
Yeah. No, and actually, the world is better off because of that. He knew I would agree with him.
Yeah.
The idea of sitting down and having a meal in courses.
Yeah.
And we did that at a very nice restaurant one time, and I guess I had not mentally prepared myself for just how long it was going to take.
Sure.
And after a while, I really was thinking, I'm just ready to get this over.
Oh, now, some places with courses, have you ever eaten at Benihana?
Oh,
that
yeah,
is
sure.
Amazing.
Yeah,
it's worth it.
Chop that food up in front of you. Hello?
How about Mom's on East 25th Street?
I was just about to talk about Mom's. Mom's was that way. They were on 25th Street, and actually a long time ago, it's Jack, and Jack and I went to school together, but I think... Maybe my senior year, we had time that we could actually go down there and eat during lunch hour. But you would go in.
Good grief, and get back?
Yeah. You could. Well, it's a smaller town.
I know.
Yeah. But you would go in, you would sit down, and it was home-cooked meals. And basically, you know, you sat down with whoever happened to be there, and you just ate until the food was gone. And that was really a neat time. But, you know, we do have something that is its equivalent right now.
Which is?
Cruise ships.
That's true. You're sort of you're put at a table with other people.
Because when you said bed and breakfast, I'm going, oh, yeah, that's great, because I want to sit down with Harry who sells Glockenspiel whatevers, and I want to hear about... Yeah. How many Glockenspiels did you sell in eastern Iowa last month?
Mr. Snores Loudly from the next room.
Yeah, that too. I mean, again, and that's what's so wonderful about a cruise is you get to sit down with a bunch of strangers, you know, wearing polyester shirts and going... Oh, so what do you do for a living?
Although, if you have enough children, you don't have to sit with any strangers
at
all.
That part of my life.
Fill up your whole table.
That's right. Could go do that. That's what
monopolize
made,
it.
That's what made Disney rich. Hey, if you're making taters tonight, here's your second little. Eat the purple kind.
Oh, really?
Yeah, them little roasting taters, you know? Several.
Sorry, the sun's in my eyes.
Oh, okay. She came into my room.
I thought she was in the studio with you because it sounded like you had a second open mic.
Yeah. She came in to play in here.
It's just more fun in here.
She is not conditioned to talk to a blank wall yet.
I mean, I suppose
she needs to work on her antisocial.
Yeah,
I could do it. I asked his permission. I asked if it was okay for me to come in.
She says, is it okay for me to come in here? And I went, yeah, that's fine.
It feeds my soul to be with other people.
Ah, that's it. Yeah.
At least you didn't say it feeds your soul to be with Scott.
No. This is the best you could do.
Yeah.
Because she can't even go into your room because it's barely got a microphone in it anymore.
I'm just afraid of ending up in the dark watching him drink coffee again.
Never happen again. That's it. So anyway, them little roasting taters, you know, that come in several colors like your red, your white, and your yellow, and your brown, and your purple.
Mm-hmm.
Well, nutrition. The red, white, and yellow taters, pretty similar, but those purple ones are superior. Like blueberries, they have those purple spuds, they have some more antioxidants in them to help protect your brain against age-related disease. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think, is this true? Don't potatoes have as much vitamin C as like an orange?
They have a lot of vitamin C, but the problem is, you know, you can't really squeeze the potato juice out.
It's not
nearly
as good. It's not near as good at breakfast.
I want a big chunky cup of potato juice.
Yeah,
that's what I drink every day.
Tater juice. So the bad news from a new State Farm survey is that a third of teen drivers admit to sending or reading texts while driving.
The other two-thirds are lying.
Yeah. The good news is that teens in general seem to have a greater awareness of the danger of texting and driving. 4 out of 5 say that they have scolded a driver for texting. Really? And maybe the most...
Well, yeah. You know why? Because that's the hypocrisy. Because I have the ability to text and drive, but you're an idiot because you're texting and driving.
Right.
Hey, man, I'm riding in your car. Be a little more careful, considerate of the others. But I guarantee you they would do something like that and then go do it themselves.
You could kill me by doing
that's
that.
That's just self-preservation kicking in is all that is.
So that's what they say. They are It says here that they are, in fact, embracing the idea of designated texters.
What?
So what? You're going to cram five giggly teenage girls in a car and one person holds five phones.
No, what I want to know is, can it not wait? Can it
not wait?
Absolutely not.
No, absolutely not. Under no circumstances can it wait.
I mean, come on.
That's postponing gratification. You cannot do that.
Because if Callie, Hallie, Allie, and Maddie, and whoever else are all in the car together, and some
and Jenny, there's got to be a Jenny,
and
there,
one of their little friends says something that that offends one, both, or all of them, you know, then that response need not wait. And OMG, she put it on Facebook too, and I can't believe her.
Yeah. So that's it. Yeah. So no, you can't. But I appreciate your thinking that you could. But here's my other thought, is you really want to give your phone to someone else to text anything they want to?
Oh, well, no, I have been a texter. I've been a, what's the word?
Designated
Shotgun texter before.
Okay. Yeah.
It depends if the person's trustworthy, I guess.
Well, that's the thing, is all it takes is one mean-spirited kid, and of course, they don't exist anyplace.
Oh, well, see, I'm a very slow texter. Usually I stick to what people tell me to text.
Okay, well, but that's the other thing, is once you've got that phone, you know, if Billy Ray is, you know, texting her, you could get her in a heap of trouble.
Well, especially if you have designs on Billy Ray.
Yeah, exactly.
And what's the big deal with texting anyway? What happened to actually calling people and talking with a voice?
Listen, you are so archaic.
Good grief! You sound like
my thumbs hurt.
You sound like you're Scott's age.
I'd rather somebody called me and talked to me.
Nah.
You know, don't text me and say,
what happened to talking to the neighbors over the fence?
Yeah, that ain't gonna
happen. I can't even see my neighbors because the fence is too damn high.
Oh.
I gotta walk all the way out there. Yeah.
This Saturday is the back-to-school sale at Complete Nutrition. Buy any Complete Nutrition product and receive 15% off your purchase. That's right, you'll receive 15% off your entire purchase at Complete Nutrition. And that's not it. The first 100 customers will receive a free 2-pound tub of protein. Products like CTS 360, Natron HGX, 3-Test Oxo, and Adrenalize are 15% off. This Saturday is the time to buy if you want to shape up for the school year. It's this Saturday only, and this back-to-school sales event is only good while supplies last. So hurry into Complete Nutrition and stock up on the best weight loss and muscle-building products on the market. And get your free tub of protein.
Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express. Or call 979-703-7987.
Look, feel,
we're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Are you tired of the song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there is a choice. America's Choice. When you need your roof repaired or replaced because of age, wear, leaks, wind damage, or hail, you want a qualified roofer who will give you a fully warranted roof that will last for years. America's Choice has certified roofing crews that have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. As a result, each of their customers has peace of mind because they know their family and possessions are safe from our harsh Texas weather. Let America's Choice Roofing install your most important shield of protection. Ask for a free roofing estimate today. Call 855-5-MY-ROOF. There really is no other choice but America's Choice Roofing. See all details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com or call 855-5-MY-ROOF. That's 855-569-7663. America's Choice.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
851 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Hello.
Yeah, I wanted to put my two cents in on the designated texter.
Please.
Man, I own Agman Remodeling, and it seems more and more of my customers like to communicate via text. And I'm on the road a lot, so generally I'll have my helper that are riding with me reply to text for me. I think it's a good idea. You know, it's, I've always been against texting and driving. My brother was hurt really bad in a texting and driving accident, so...
Yeah, well, good. Listen, I appreciate you sharing that. You know, and again, one of the reasons I got the phone I have is it has a talk to text, which does a fairly good job.
I like riding with Jamie when she's in the passenger seat and just basically making her my mobile secretary.
Sure.
And say, especially when you send me a text message, because those are always entertaining because you use talk to text, and you just never know what you're going to get from Scott.
It's kind of a pot. Yeah, it's kind of a pot-like deal.
Because she looks at it and she's, what did he say?
yes. You were going to say something?
Oh, I was going to say one good thing about text, I guess,
that
gentleman put into my head was that, too, with when someone texts you, you do get to have that information permanently there. So if you know, if they call you and you forget what they said, but if they texted it, then...
I like that. Yeah, I do. I really do. All right, so here we go. We know that puppies, little dogs are called puppies, and little cats are called kittens, and little
kids are called brats.
That's right. There you go.
Yes. I can say that because I have one.
Yeah.
And he can be.
But what is a puggle? Do you know what a puggle is?
Oh, I think I know.
All right, well, go ahead.
It's half pug and half poodle.
No, it's actually
half pug and half beagle.
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
my
it's
bad.
It's a baby something. Do you know what a puggle is? A baby platypus is a puggle.
Oh, cute. Yeah.
And it hatches from an egg.
That's right. A baby possum, do you know what that's called?
Mean.
Mini rat?
Same thing. Mini rat. Same thing as a kangaroo. It's a joey.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, they're both marsupials.
That's right. A baby armadillo is called a...
Armadillito.
No, pup.
Rabid.
Oh, a pup.
Yeah. A baby oyster? I like this.
It's called lunch.
Yeah. It's called spat. A spat.
A spat.
Yeah. Like your shoe?
Yeah, I guess so. Spelled the same way.
Spat, huh?
Yep. A turkey?
Chick.
Pullet?
Pullet.
Pullet, yep. A quail?
Chick.
Close. It's a cheaper.
A cheaper.
A cheaper.
Oh, is that C-H-E-E-P-E-R?
Uh-huh, it is.
Aww.
A baby cockroach.
Gross.
Oh, a nymph?
Very. Why did you know that?
No, I attended a lecture.
Oh, that's right, you did.
Well, this was a different lecture.
Oh, okay.
It was about, but you know what? I found a cockroach in my house the other day. You know how you can tell the difference between a German cockroach and American cockroach?
The one has a little mustache. I don't know.
The language they speak?
What?
One has an affinity for bratwurst.
The German cockroaches have a sunburst pattern on their, I don't remember the name of it, but it's like that little portion of their head, the back, under their head where its neck should be.
Yeah.
Has a sunburst pattern.
Really?
Mm. Yep.
I don't care. I just kill them all.
Yeah. The American cockroach.
He's not a racist.
Yeah. The American cockroach just sits to the side, waiting for the government to take care of it.
That's the Swedish cockroach.
Oh, okay. That. Well, it's getting to be the American cockroach.
French cockroach just rolls over on its back and surrenders.
Right. It gives up.
Spider. What a little spider is called? Called a spiderling.
Oh,
of course they are.
Sounds very Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, and a dinosaur is called either a juvenile.
It's called extinct.
A juvenile or a hatchling. So
okay.
Names of babies. See,
That was cute. I liked that.
Once again, one more reason why you listen, because you can go into the coffee bar today and go, "Well, had y'all see any nymphs at the house last night?"
I was going to say, you know, that really gives a whole new definition to the word nymph.
It does. Yeah, I don't think that's what people were thinking.
No, that's not what they picture.
Yeah.
There's a really big sale at Half Price Books this Labor Day weekend.
20% off everything in the store.
Everything you can haul to the counter, 20% off.
Store-wide, extra 20% off everything sale Thursday through Monday at Half Price Books.
20% off, yeah.
August is hot, hot, hot. But Rattlers has some cool specials to help get you through the August heat and keep your energy level up. 5-hour energy shots, 2 for just $4. Keep your cool with Bluebell ice cream sandwiches, buy one, get one free. If you're thirsty after work, stop in and cool down with 12 packs of Bud Miller and Coors, only $9.99, and 12 packs of Bud Limeritas, only $10.99. Rattlers, your local one-stop store. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
Hey, Jen, what's that on your Subway sub?
It's yummy avocado, a superfood.
Superfood? Will it give me laser vision?
Will it give me super strength?
Ooh, will I be able to fly?
Ooh, I want to fly.
I want to fly. Can I have that?
Listen, it's super good and it's super mine.
Super possessive.
Super uncalled for.
Super stingy.
Get your own turkey with avocado at Subway. Tender turkey with avocado and spinach. Or add avocado to your favorite sub. It's avocado season only at Subway.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. See nutritional information at Subway.com.
Head to Subway and try the Black Forest Ham, Egg, and Cheese with Spinach, featured $5 footlong of August. It's a fresh spin on a Subway favorite. Now with Spinach, the super good superfood. Plus, it's available all day. This August only, the Black Forest Ham, Egg, and Cheese with Spinach joins our many $5 footlongs, like the BLT and Veggie Delight. Subway, eat fresh.
Plus applicable tax prices and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Additional charge for extras. See nutritional information at Subway.com.
8:57, News Talk 1620, WTAW. South Carolina woman is facing child negligence charges after she allegedly spotted giving her four-year-old shots of beer at a bar.
Oh.
At a bar? I mean, the baby's already in the bar? Is that what that's about?
Yeah, the problems really begin there, if you think about it.
The woman busted following the incident at McHale's Irish Pub in Fort Mill, South Carolina.
Good on you, lass.
Yeah, that's it. According to the authorities, a bar patron said he saw the woman give her child...
I bet his last name was Murphy.
Could be. About three shots of beer. probably in the afternoon. Yeah, it was Murphy. Yeah, at an Irish bar. Probably right. The boy told deputies that the drink tasted funny and made him laugh a lot.
Beer, NyQuil, what's the difference?
Yeah. And he's a four-year-old. He said that one-year-old, the girl next to him was really hot, too.
That's right.
So there
she
you
got
go.
Better looking as the That's afternoon that, went by. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, so now we know that technology has come a long way over the years. According to Google, just one action taken on its search engine by a single user uses the computing power of the entire Apollo space mission. Don't know if it's true or not.
And yet we landed on the moon with that.
Yes, we did. That's how we got there. And 54% of parents say that they give their kids an allowance. The average amount is $65 a month.
What? I didn't get an allowance.
Most parents say that their kids earn their allowance by doing chores at least an hour a week.
We make our daughter do chores.
I understand, but does she get $65 a month?
No. We tell her she gets
like a dollar a week.
No, we tell her she gets free room and board.
Yeah, I hear that. All right, this date in history, 1885, Gottlieb Daimler patented the world's first.
I believe it's Daimler.
Yeah, Daimler.
Daimler.
What are we going to do when you leave, Chase?
Yeah, well, we'll just pronounce it.